Blog Talk Radio. and I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire tour? Low down on the bridge and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. To give a piece to the beat, it's time to call blows. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you need. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Wowzers. Peace and greetings, everyone. Want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in remix. Welcome, 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 everyone, to remix. How's everybody doing this morning? How is everyone doing this morning? I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. So good to see you guys in the house tonight. Yes, yes, yes. It's actually Monday morning, July 23rd, 2012. And you are live in the remix. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. I see the remix family is getting themselves situated. We're going to be doing some soulful readings tonight. We're going to talk about that and everything else that's going on. I know a lot of you were attending the lecture that was going on in the ATL with the brother Wayne Chandler there. And so it is so good to see everybody come get themselves over here as well, too. So peace and greetings to you guys. Good to see you. Now, if this is your very first time, I want to go ahead and welcome you joining us here in the forum tonight. It's so good to have you here. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. The chat room is open. You can come on in and find yourself right here. The Remix family is going to make you feel right at home and also just give you that sense of peace there. So if you are a guest listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you can certainly come on in and just take a seat. Take a seat inside the Remix. I see the phone lines. My goodness. Everyone has their hand up. I see you guys in the house and see all the Remix family. So good to be here. So now let's talk about soulful readings and sort of how this inspiration has come. I apologize, you guys. Got a little shock here just before I was about to come on air, but no worries. Definitely no worries. No worries at all. So we're going to be doing soulful readings. And by the way, you know, I was doing a little bit of reflecting, and this is sort of how soulful readings came about, is that, you know, I am really, really so grateful for the Remix, grateful for the work that I do, and really just be able to connect with you guys. So grateful for the Remix platform, the show, to be able to connect with each and every one of you. It means so very, very much to me to be able to do that and to connect with you guys on so many different levels. So, you know, this is truly, truly a very, very divine connection. And I'm very thankful for each and every time we do get a chance to make this connection. So whether it's here, okay, I hear you guys out there. Let me make sure I have everything in place that I need so that everything can be good to go. And you guys can hear me loud and clear. I know you guys are saying a little bit there. So we're going to try to work to get the situation under control here so that you guys can hear me nice and clear. Is that better? Is that better? Put a heart in the chat room if that is a little bit better for you. And you guys can hear me loud and clear, nice and loud and clear there. Okay, good, Good. So beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, you guys. So it really is. I'm very grateful to be here, to be able to have this platform that we can be able to connect and connect with one another and, share this fine time. And I decided to start doing soulful readings, and I was sort of kind of moved to do that. It's a show. You know, like many of you guys, I see that you guys are up very late, myself too, you know, really reaching into the melanin hours, no matter where we are and what part of the world. And so I knew that this was a great time, a really, really great time, not only for our international brothers and sisters, because I know the UK is in the house. Yes. Hold up, Steve. Everybody from the UK is listening in, all parts of Europe, Germany, Amsterdam, and then also everyone listening from Sweden, all the way to Poland, you know, all parts of Africa, that this also works very well for you guys, too. And also all of the listeners who are just listening from all over. So really, really good to have you guys here, and just really enjoying this time that we're going to have together. So as you guys know, tonight, let me give out the number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's the number for the readings. When you get on the line, press 1 so that we know that you're there and that you're calling in for a question. And let me tell you a little bit about soulful readings. And boy, do I have a treat for you guys tonight. Was doing a little bit of channeling tonight on some things, and doing some readings too, which always really, really cool. And I mean reading, like literally reading, not just the readings that we do, like oracle readings or whatever you want to call it, but also doing some readings. And one of the requirements for soulful readings is just that you come as you are, that we have fun, that you be present, and you very, very open. So I want to tell you a little bit about what sort of makes soulful readings soulful readings. And here's the formula, okay? And I'm going to put it in the chat room. And so if you guys are here, you can get this. Don't worry. You'll have a way to be able to get this. But I'm going to put this formula that I came up with for soulful readings a while back. And these are the things that really make the soul full. And that's going to be passion plus emotion plus spirit. When you combine those three elements, your passion, when you combine your passion, you know, that thing that wakes you up in the morning, that thing that really just helps you go to bed at night, you know, that thing that no matter how you're feeling, it doesn't matter what is going on with you, that it just really brings out that energy within you. It helps that light that shines within you shine so bright, that passion. You know, I remember I was reflecting today on some of the work of Dr. Naeem Akbar, who's been a guest here on the platform, amazing brother that has set the groundwork for a lot of our spiritual work and our understanding, particularly as it comes out of ancient Kemet. And also when it comes to the psychology and what that means for us in ancient terms. And he's done it on so many levels. And one of my favorite books by him is Light from Ancient Egypt. And I was doing some reflecting, and lo and behold, he goes into passion and talks about passion as the position from a lot of the scholars who does this study and does this work as well, too. And about passion, about this study. And then the other thing is about emotions. You know, I've always understood emotions. It is certainly not something that should be depressed. I don't feel that I should ever deny our emotions. Because our emotions is really where we get the movement from. You need to be able to recognize the emotion of what's going on and recognize your emotions and where they are, and then be able to, you know, captivate and understand those emotions. And the spirit, you know, your spirit, recognize where that's moving you to. And the Kim deck, one of the cards, is about really following your spirit. Really, the Kim deck, that's a big part of the basis of the Kim deck, which is the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. It's really to help you find your spirit and just connect with your spirit. And all of those things lead to what I like to say is a soulful moment. A soulful moment. Now, that's just some sexy shit right there. I don't know about you guys, but that's kind of sexy. So, yeah, we're going to have some of those sexy moments. And we're going to be able to do them and be able to connect with them right here on the remix. And I have a little bit of digital magic for you as well. And the digital magic that I have for you guys tonight, you'll get a chance to get a copy of that as well. So welcome, 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 you guys. Welcome to the remix. Welcome to Soulful Moment. Welcome to the Soulful Moments. Welcome here. Welcome, welcome. We're going to be doing Twitter tonight. So for those of you who want to take yourself over to Twitter, we're going to be doing Twitter tonight. And Twitter tonight, Soulful Remix, all one word. And that's going to be the pound sign. And then it's going to be Soulful Remix, pound sign, which is otherwise known as hashtag Soulful Remix. Yes, you're going to be taking a look at that. And you can get over to Twitter and leave a message. We can begin to start the conversation here. A little later on, I'm going to be giving out some digital, you know, alchemy. Some really, really great digital alchemy for you guys. So, wow, just glad to be here. So let's talk about readings, and let's talk about the type of soulful readings we'll be doing tonight. Tonight we'll be encompassing those things of past, your present, and future. Because truly, for me, and the truth is, they all exist at the very same time. The only thing that is different is the vibration. That's it. And so these soulful readings can be coming from any of the directions when you call in tonight. And again, just you know, be open. And, you know, be open and be willing to, you know, be present here in this particular moment. And, you know, you can do that. I want to touch on a couple of things that are getting ready to get started. I know that a lot of you heard me talk about this on the show that I did with Brother Panic Friday, that I'd be doing another soulful reading. The first one was a very, very success. And lots of people who came to the show for the soulful readings really enjoyed it. I got your feedback. Everybody got to hear that. And so we're going to be talking. This will be our second episode of soul readings that we'll get a chance to be a part of. The other thing, for those of you who are just joining us, I know a lot of you went to the lecture in the ATL. We already gave our hugs and kisses out to Brother Wayne Chandler and to Brother Panic. And for all of you there, Brother Panic will be on to talk about that. For those who missed it, as Brother Panic has said many times before, you will get a chance to view that. So excellent share there always. Amazing, and a lot of the work that the Wayne Chandler has done too. So good to have you guys in the house. Good to have you sitting there. I want to invite you right now to get your favorite cup of whatever that is, glass. You know, get you something to drink, whatever that is, whatever you like, and whatever that is, you know, get your favorite drink out, you know, to snuggle up next to your loved one on the couch, wherever you are, you know, just kind of sit back and relax. And we're going to be chilling out here, and we're going to be doing soulful moments and continuing with that as well. And so the other thing that I wanted to tell you guys, too, is make sure you're on the phone lines so you can get in. I know it's quite a few of you on there. We're going to talk about a little bit, but we're going to listen to some soulful music, because what better way to get this thing kicked off, to get this party started, than for us to get into some real soulful soulful moment. We're going to be listening to one selection here. It's one of my favorite selections, and I love this, and I know you guys will love it too. So we're going to take a listen to this, and then we're going to come back, get into some digital alchemy, and start doing some soulful readings. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're live in the remix.
Cherish the day, won't go astray, won't be afraid, won't catch me running, wheels in the way that I move, not breathe or rain.
All right, everyone. That was Soulful Moments and Cherish the Day by Ruth Glasper featuring Layla Hathaway. And yeah, a beautiful, beautiful melody there. And so perfect for this evening. So now, let's, as we get ready to go to the phone lines, because that's exactly where we're going, we're definitely going to cherish this time that we're here together as we continue right here with Soulful Moments, Soulful Moments and Soulful Readings in the Remix.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the Brief Mix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, everyone. So, glad you guys enjoyed that selection there. I love that song. Really had lots of good energy in it. And glad that you guys... glad that you guys enjoyed it too. So good to have everyone in the house. We're going to go to the phone lines tonight as we get ready to get to the readings tonight here on Remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, Soulful Readings this evening. We're going to go to the first caller calling in, it looks, from area code 253. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Masson. I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Bloodline of Kings in the chat room.
Okay, greetings to you, greetings. Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. So what brings you to call in tonight?
I just got the email. I see you was doing soulful readings, and I want a soulful reading.
You want a soulful reading? A soulful reading.
Yeah.
Okay. So, of the soulful readings, if you heard what I was talking about, the soulful readings, then tell me what area are you looking to get sort of some insight and direction?
In my writing. I want to do a lot more creative writing.
You want to do a lot more creative writing?
Right. I do enough reading. I want to activate the other side of the brain and do some creative writing in that.
Oh, you want to do some creative writing. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. This your first time calling into the Remix?
No, I actually got in the other day when Panic was on. I asked a question about melanin, so I'm actually on a lucky streak right now.
You're on a lucky streak. That's beautiful. Okay, so let's talk about your writing, and you want to get more, you said, into creative writing. Now, one of the things that I could see, and tell me your name one more, is Bloodline. You said you go by Bloodline of Kings?
Yeah, Bloodline of Kings.
Bloodline of Kings. And what is your name?
Masson, M-A-S-S-O-N.
Okay, Masson. All right. Well, one of the things that I will say to you, your style of writing that I see that you're really, really trying to work towards of doing is very unique. And it's interesting because I just had a conversation about this the other day, and it reminded me so much of Donald Goings. Are you familiar with Donald Goings?
I've read his book before, yes.
Yeah. Would you say that that is sort of the close, like, kind of a writing style?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say so.
Yeah, okay. Well, we know we're right, exact, where spirit is concerned. Here's some of the things for you to begin to do. And one of those things is that you need to definitely get more into what we would call feminine energy, so to be in that energy of receiving. But the place that you're really actually having those blocks at and why it's not coming across or you're not able to do it the way that you want is that you really need to do some work on your heart. And a lot of this work when it comes to your heart has a lot to do with women in your life and sort of how the relationships with women in your life have impacted you over the years. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And so it's about you really sort of kind of taking some time to really kind of heal of those things, those wounds, and just those relationships with the women that are very close in your life, and really be able to honestly take a look at that, and you begin to work with that energy.
Okay.
So a big part of that is going to be your block right there. So it requires you to really, here's your next step. You want to know your next step? Sit down, and I want you to begin to get into your writing. You can put on some music, anything to really kind of get you in that groove, to kind of get you going, to get you moving. And then I want you to sit down, and I want you to write a story about a woman. Write a story about a woman. And allow that story to just evolve itself naturally. What you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of different areas in your life of where how the feminine energy has played such a very positive role in your life. And you're also going to be able to see those places where the blocks are. So that's what you do. Sit down, write a short story about a woman. Just however you visualize that woman, whatever comes up about that woman, and really just begin to let that energy flow. Because your particular blocks has a lot to do with women in your life. It has a lot. There are some relationships that need to be men. The first one starting with the relationship of your mother, and the other one starting with that relationship. It looks like this person, I'm going to say, I don't know, because I kind of get that you're in a relationship, but you're not. What's that about?
Yes, I'm in a relationship right now.
Okay. How's it going for you?
That's cool. It's working out for me.
It's working out for you. I see a little rocky road there. You know, I'm kind of on my raft tonight, and we're taking a ride on the boat, and I see that boat going, you know, I see it kind of shaking up and down a lot.
Yeah, it's just a mild tsunami water.
Okay, well, I definitely thank you for your honesty there. Yeah. You need to fix that. You need to definitely begin to fix that. And one of the things I want you to work with is I want you to get you a rose quartz crystal. And buy a rose quartz crystal for yourself, and then also be able to buy a rose quartz crystal for your lady. And I want both of you guys to take that rose quartz crystal and charge them up each. You charge yours, and she charges hers. And then what I want you to do that night when you guys get ready to go to bed, and anybody out there that's having some relationship problems, I want you to think about this because this is a very powerful ritual here, and I'm giving it to you guys. And then what I want you to do, I want you guys at night to exchange your rose quartz crystals, okay? And so both of you sleep with underneath your pillow. In the morning, when you guys get ready to talk to each other, I want you to share whatever dream, whatever vision, and whatever comes to your heart. And then throughout the day, I want you to switch the crystals back. You're going to see so many things come out of this particular energy. The rose quartz crystal, what I love about working with the rose quartz crystal, and for soulful readings, this is actually one of the crystals that I place in my belly button. And just, it really just helps to keep me balanced. It helps to keep me in that vibration and that frequency and really pull the energy right there from that chakra point, that energy center right there. But what this is going to do, it's going to take all of the pain, all of the hurt. It's going to bring it to the surface, but it's going to raise the frequency to the highest level of love for both of you, so that you can begin to discuss this section, discuss this love, to discuss this with love. You guys are still together, having a little bit, you know, relationships are work. And I don't care if that's a relationship with someone you work with, somebody that is in your family, or a relationship for, you know, a safe union that you're in, it takes work. And you have to constantly be working with the relationship. But those are some things that you can begin to. Those are going to be your next step. That's going to take you right exactly where you want to be. All right? Then what I want you to do is definitely come back on and let us know. I guarantee you your writing will open back up, and you'll be writing those Donald Goins stories and your own stories all over the place.
You're spot on, Miss Blue.
All right. All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. Beautiful.
Appreciate the time. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, and let's see who's calling in. Calling from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, and we're calling in. Soulful readings tonight. 513? Okay, we'll go to the next caller. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Who's on line, please?
This is Belinda.
Hello. Greetings to you, Belinda.
Hi. Listening to your program, I love them. Let's call in for a reading.
Okay, for some soulful readings.
Soulful readings, yes.
And what area, Belinda, do you want to talk about tonight? You heard me talk about earlier about passion, emotion, spirit. You know, all to make us soulful. So where are you calling from, Belinda?
Oh, Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. And here's another thing, Belinda, I want to know, how old are you?
62.
62 years old. Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you for that. I love a woman who can tell her age. You know, one of the things, no joke, when I was young, because, you know, that's kind of like a cliche statement for us, one of our women. And that is that they will say that, you know, women don't tell their age. You don't ask a woman to tell their age, right? But my grandfather told me something that stuck with me as a very, very young girl. And she said, you either grow old or you die young. And I went, woo, I never was afraid to ask my age again.
I always tell my age. People actually tell me I look younger than I am.
Yes,
my age
it keeps
anyway.
You young, it keeps you fresh, it just keeps you there. Okay, so there you go, Belinda. Thank you so much for that. So passion, emotion, and spirit for readings. What is it that we can take a look at tonight for you?
With me, it's more of a spirit thing. I'm very creative. Now, what I want to do is, I have so many things that I could put into action, but I'm at a standstill as to what I really want to get into. I do cooking, I do baskets, I do a lot of crafting, and I want to actually open up my own shop or store one day, but I'm not sure exactly how to go about that. Now, I've asked my daughter to help me, but we haven't really got off the ground with it yet.
Okay. Let's take a look at this. Let's take a look.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a look and see. So you want to open up your own business. By the way, this is a great time for me to bring up, and I'll be doing the Kim business class, the second business class. So for all of you who are interested, I see a lot of the Kimites in the house tonight. So peace and love to you guys out there that want to go through. It's a three-week course. Actually, it really turns out to be about 4 weeks. Where we talk about Kim business, the new way of doing business, the business of self. Email me at question4boo@gmail.com, and you can get all the details. Let's talk about a little bit of those things. Business is one of those things that I love. I want to talk about you and this particular business that you want to open, Belinda. Let me ask you, because why am I looking down at my feet in business? Why am I looking at my feet?
My feet?
Mm-hmm. What type of business are you trying to open?
Oh, it's really a crafting business. I want to do baskets, which I do baskets now. I want to make my own soaps, candles, which I have done the candles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so many a variety of things,
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. All right, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay, let's take a look. Yes, I'm over here multitasking, but give me one second. I just need to reply to somebody really quick. All right. So the other thing that I wanted to say to you is I am looking down at my feet. You know, one of the things come up, and I know that you have baskets and you want to do something. You're very crafty with your hands, but I also see you making things that's very, very helpful for people and their feet. So I want you to think about that, too. That's one of the main things that came to me. Definitely, you are a healer, and you began to do that through many different modalities. You don't know how to get started. Well, the best place to get started is to start where these things begin to come a part of your life. I also see that this thing about making baskets came out of a lot of compassion. This was a skill that was passed on to you through some older sisters and women.
No, not really.
So how did you learn how to make the baskets?
I just started gathering things together and just started putting them together.
Mm-hmm.
I do macrame baskets or lamps and things, too. It took me like a couple of years to master it, but I did.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, but where did that inspiration of just the whole theory about the basket, where did that come from?
I don't know. It's just a thought that came to me. I just like using my hands and working my hands and putting things together.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started putting things together.
Hmm. And the reason I say that is because Spirit is really leading me that this was something that was birthed out of compassion, that somebody had passion for you in your situation. And so it was through this reflection of that compassion that you came up with this. Mm-hmm. So, no connection with baskets. If you've been doing it, then you said that how do you get started? You've been doing it. So, what is it that you're trying to get started?
Okay, the thing is that the help. My daughter, we keep trying to get things together to start things, but there's always something that blocks the way.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the compassion. It's almost like a lot of our past, and this is what Spirit is showing me, and I know you can hear this, that people who help you along the way, like you have no more compassion for them. You've almost wiped them out of your memory. And so, you know, that's an important piece when it comes to being able to connect things and really bring them into manifestation. And so where I see that this thing of this fog veil is there is that there's much of your past life that you want to erase, you want to forget. With that, what has happened is the good with the bad, everything has gotten erased. And so time to bring that compassion back in. Bring the compassion of those who have helped you get where you've been and really have helped you along your way. Tell your story, understand your story, that creativity that even made you begin to pick up things, to want to make something. Where did that inspiration come from? That is a part of the compassion. And really, when you look at compassion, how I see that is, even when you spell it out, C-O-M, this is the communication of the passion. You're having communication with your passion. And right now you have no compassion for what you're doing. Where is the communication that got you to this passion?
Oh, okay.
This is where the missing link is. You have to begin to get yourself into the communication that got you to the passion. And what I see is that there were some women around you. Perhaps these were women when you were growing up. I see them as sort of older sisters or mother-like women who really helped you through some very tough times in your life. And these are the women that you must remember so that you can begin to get back into your compassion. So what it is to take is really to start doing some meditation. I have a sheet that I'm going to be giving out to everyone who's listening on the call tonight. I call it Digital Alchemy. And these are going to be steps that you'll be able to go through that give you help for total and complete transformation of any area of your life, whether it's relationships, whether you're trying to get something started, you feel something is blocking you, it's holding you back, perhaps you want to make some shifts, changes of where you are. This is going to work for any area, whether it's health, whether it's any of those things, it's going to work in those areas for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Did that help you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you before you leave, Belinda, so you can't think of no women in your life who've been instrumental to you.
Not really. Mother, my sister, my older sister, we never were really that close. Mm-hmm. I took care of my youngest sister. And
this is where the blocks are. You really don't have compassion. And I want you to begin to hear that. And so in order for you to move past this block, because you're trying to do something that is connected with your passion, you see, you have to be able to communicate with compassion.
Okay.
Because people who are going to come to you have to have that. There are women there. You may can't think of no women in your life to help you, but there are women, one being me right here on the phone, but you can't see that right now.
Oh.
You kind of have a fog veil there.
Oh, yeah.
So this is really the area where you'll get great transformation just by being able to see compassion, to communicate your passion. You know, we're all here doing our own individual work. We're all helping each other. So find your compassion and it will find you.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
Thank you. All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks from area code 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Soulful readings. Okay. 225, you're live in the remix. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area 5 and 6, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Turn your computer speakers down, please.
Hello?
Yes,
greetings. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Who's on the line, please?
This is Martin from Long Island.
Greetings, Martin from Long Island. And what can I do for you this evening?
I like the soul reading. I got received an Akashic reading about 2 years back, and it really helped me out. And I want to know, right now I don't know where my passion really is, because I just don't find anything I want to do for humanity in general.
You said what? You don't find what now?
Don't want to deal with humanity in general.
Mm-hmm. So really, what's your name again?
Martin.
So really, Martin, what you're saying is that you don't want to deal with yourself right now, because the humanity is the hue that lives within you. That has to do with you. So not wanting to deal with humanity has a lot to do with some of the things that you've dealt with in life, and that goes back to your family tree. Does that make sense when I say that? It goes back to your immediate family tree?
Yeah, I think so. It gives me a clue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it has a lot to do with growth and sort of this inner journey and learning. I can understand certainly certain parts of humanity none of us want to deal with. But one thing is for sure, Martin, every single person came here. And we came here for a reason. You know, this is even why we call Earth a school. And when we begin to look at Earth, you know, Earth is one of the newer planets, you know, on the solar system. It's very young. So, you know, no one comes here by mistake. And know that even though you feel you don't have anything that you're passionate about, know that you're doing your work every single day, whether you want to or not. Not wanting to deal with humanity has nothing to do with you. The only thing that you're really saying is if you don't want to deal with humanity is that you don't want to deal with yourself, because you are human. But I do understand the lower part of humanity that you don't want to deal with. But the part of yourself to really begin to focus on has a lot to do with your family ties. Family ties. This is where a lot of mental abuse came when you were a child. Is this correct?
Yeah, I think so.
You think?
I'll try and be as honest as I possibly can without crying. So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, when you say you think so, that means that you're completely unsure.
pretty sure. I probably have some repressed parts.
I think so.
I'm not sure how to describe it.
Yes, I understand. So let me ask you, how old are you?
27.
You're 27. I want you to tell me about what happened. What was going on in your life when you were 24 years old?
When I was when?
24.
24? At 24, I met my dad for the first time.
Yes. Because let me tell you, Martin, this is one of the markers that Spirit brought up to you. And it has to, like I told you, deal with family ties. It has to deal with this relationship. Here's one of the things that will really do you well. When was the last time you had a full body massage?
About, I think, 9 months ago.
Okay. I really would recommend that you do that again. Really.
Okay.
Get back in touch with your body and begin to do things that you enjoy doing. Tell me one of the things that you enjoy doing, Martin.
I used to like to create stuff like technology and stuff, but after a while, I just saw so many ways that people could do it to harm other people, and sometimes I feel like I get too attached to the stuff I create. And I don't care to see it being misused.
Right, right. Well, you know, here's the thing about that, and thank you so much for sharing it with me. You know, really, that was a really important time in life. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about why some of the disconnect you feel here is here. But one of the modalities or one of the things that's connect with you has to do healing. So you can begin to create technology and get back into that and to do it in a way that it can help heal people, you know? Really help to heal them on so many different levels. So begin to think about that. I can tell you that in a past life for you, one of the things that you did is that you were actually a fisherman. And I'm going to tell you the continent that you came from. It was actually the continent that would have been what is called today China. And you were a seaman. And you dealt a lot with the water and you dealt a lot with the sea. And so day in and day out, that's what you would spend your day doing, fishing. Have you ever gone fishing before?
No, I never did. I kind of wanted my dad to always take me fishing.
Mm-hmm. And so just that desire there really kind of shows you how you have that connection to fishing. It's something you've always wanted to do. It's a very peaceful activity for you. And even when we think about the symbol of the fish and how it represents a lot of the Christ energy, and even when we think about the water, because this is where our emotion is in our intuitive side, a lot of this energy you brought back with yourself, this energy of this. So here's a task for you. I want you to get into fishing. So whether you get a fishing game or whether you actually just go get you a fish tank and put you some fish in there, you know, and begin to spend some time with nature. This is going to help you ground yourself. You know how when you're building computers and you're working with the hardware, you have to have that cord or that piece ground you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is a big part of why you get the feelings that you get. That you're ready to go, that you're ready to leave, and you don't want to do this anymore. That your eyes never begin to look at humanity, you can't see anything good. I want you to start grounding yourself. And how you're going to ground yourself, one, is the power of touch. So go get you a full body massage. And then what I want you to do is I want you to go fishing because you're a big boy now. So you don't have to wait for your daddy to take you fishing. You know what I mean? I want you to go fishing. And when you go fishing, after you're done, I want you to sit there and I want you to just reflect on your thoughts. This is a big part of what brought you here from a past life. It was where you found your peace. It is really where you found sort of all of your jewels at. And you're going to see so many downloads begin to come to you. Just like a computer has downloads, You know how you have to update the software, you get the download? You're going to get a lot of downloads when you're in nature. So I want you to spend time in nature, and you're going to see these downloads come to you, and they're going to come pretty fast, Martin. So you need to make sure you have something to write with and that you can get into, because this is a part of your past life. This is a part of that energy that brought you here. And these are the components, you know. I said anything to you, but to say to you about fishing, and for you to say that was one of your desires when meeting your father, even as a young boy, you always wanted him to take you fishing. And this, because we bring a lot of these things from the past with us to also help sustain us and move us forward in the next life. So I want you to go fishing, I want you to get those downloads, and then I want you to email me back or come on the remix and tell us where you are, and I guarantee you, you're going to see your passion unfold in ways you never thought. But this is going to be for you to focus on technology with energy healing.
Thank you. This sounds, this is some real goodwill hunting, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. All right, Martin. All right. Well, peace.
Thank you so much.
And love to you.
All right.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. Let me tell you guys something. It was something I was going to tell you on the other show, but we didn't have enough time to do it. I did an Akashic record reading for an amazing family. Actually, I was doing the Baby Lotus readings for the children. They actually had three children, amazing family. I want to kind of, you know, protect their identity, but the mother, excuse me, because, you know, keep these sacred. The mother is a doctor. She's actually a professor. And the father is actually an engineer. And they have the most amazing family ever. I was doing the reading. The children weren't in the room. And through conversation, I also did the Akashic record reading for the father. And through this Akashic record reading for the father, a lot of profound things came out. You know, I told him about him in a past life and told him where he was in Peru, and told him he also did work at the temple where he actually guarded some gold, and he was a goldsmith in a past life. Well, he came back and he confirmed all of the things, as many of you have had Akashic record reads for me, because I've done them for brothers and sisters all over the world, all over the planet. Well, he came back and confirmed not only did he have this connection with gold, but his best man at his wedding was from Peru. And he did have a very strong connection with Peru. And amazing brother. And he also wanted to buy a sword, much like what I described in the Akashic Records reading for him. Well, the next day, the mother sent me an email from the family, where their daughter, which was one of the children that I told the father had a connection in a past life with, he sent a picture with the mother of the daughter. Said she had a dream the night before, and it was of a castle where there was gold inside the castle, and there was a guard standing outside guarding the gold that was in the castle. And the reason this was so profound is because we know that we travel in soul groups. And this is true for all of us, that we, every single person listening to this tonight, we have been together in a soul group. We've traveled together as a soul group before. Now, we may not have been right next door to each other. We might not have been best friends knocking on the door and doing work, but we've all been at the same time, the same place together. And so, as with many of the Akashic record readings, his daughter verified she wasn't even present to hear his Akashic record reading. I had already told him that him and his middle daughter had a very definite connection with each other. And the next day, she took some Legos, took some other things. I'm going to put the picture up on Facebook once I get it. And she verified, she told her mom and dad that, guess what? She said, I had a dream last night and I was at a castle. And inside the castle, there was gold in the castle. castle, and there was a guard standing in front of the castle guarding the goal, which she was not present when her dad had his Akashic record reading, and I was telling him of him being in Peru, being in a temple, you know, being a goldsmith and guarding goal, and also being a temple guard as a part of his work that he did. So just some very profound things. A lot of times when we think about things of the past, they're not just things that we need to get over. It's not just what we would call karma, but it is also things to help sustain us. The brother that called in about him saying that about the whole fishing thing, that he's always yearned for his father to take him fishing. And then when I asked him, what happened when you were 24, you know, and for him to say, I met my father for the first time. And so you will be able to know those things that are happening in your life. You can begin to look around in your life and those things that you like, that you dislike. You know, have you ever seen something and just knew that you loved it so much, but didn't know why? Ever met someone and just the sound of their voice, to look in their face, look in their eyes, or just their energy, you know that connection has been there longer than just this moment. These are things, because the past, the present, and the future all exist simultaneously at the same time. So I wanted to share that with you guys. That was a great story there. We're going to continue soul readings here right live in the remix. So we're going to connect to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Just on the line, please.
Yes. It's Ahmad calling from Charleston.
Ooh, you sound, your energy sounds so low. Who is this? Is Ahmad?
Ma'am, what you say?
I asked, your energy sounds so low.
Oh, my bad. I'm like laying on the couch or whatever.
Oh, you really got it to yourself. You really got to your soulful moment. That's okay. Go ahead, kick back. I said, get you something to drink, relax. I said, do that.
Yeah, it's cool though. It's cool. I mean, you know, we can mix it up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm so sorry. That's beautiful. Okay, that's good. Just stay where you are. Let me ask you the next question. Say your name for me one more time, please.
Yeah. You said say my name?
Yes, your name. Yes.
Okay, my name is Ahmad from Charleston.
Ahmad, yeah. Okay.
Charleston, South Carolina. This is MC Such and Such.
Yeah, MC Such and Such. Yeah, MC Such and Such. I love it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
MC Such and Such. How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
You're 20 years old. Okay, and such and such. All right. And so you're calling in for a soulful reading.
Yes, ma'am. We can, you know what I'm saying, we can kick it like that. We can do
that. We can kick it like that. So tell me, what are we doing soulful reading on?
I guess passion, spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What are you picking up, you know?
For passion and spirit, what am I picking up? Let's see here. You got some stuff going on with you, MC Such and Such.
I got some what?
Some stuff going on with you.
For real?
Yeah, you got some stuff going on with you right
Let's
now.
What's good, Miss Blue Raspberry. What it is? You know, give it to me straight.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to you straight. No chaser.
No ice. Give it to me straight.
Are you even old enough to drink?
No, my birthday is in September. I'll be 21 in September. I'm not really a drinker like that.
Don't be a drinker. Don't do it.
Yeah, are we live, right?
Yes.
Live? All right, I'm not a drinker.
Don't be a drinker.
And I,
Don't be a drinker. Don't be a drinker.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so ma'am, let's talk about it, because I see some stuff going on with you, MC such and such, and we're going to talk about it. Okay, here's a couple of things I want to tell you. Is that for you, the immediately, so the energy that I'm picking up is really you speaking. You're doing speaking. So even though you call yourself MC such and such, because you want to speak. You want to be the MC. You want to speak. You want to rap. You want to flow. And you want to do all of those things. For you, we're going to move into the future. And I want to tell you some things. Because there's a little situation that happened almost about 4 days ago. So about a month and maybe about 2 weeks. You know what I'm talking about?
2 weeks ago?
About a month and maybe a month and 2 weeks ago. I don't feel like it's 2 months, but maybe a month and a half ago.
Oh, okay. You said it's something happened?
Yeah.
Is it dealing with, like...
the law.
Law. Okay, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Come on. You can work with Blue.
Give me
some...
Yeah.
Give me some feedback.
I knew what you're talking about. Okay. I think you're talking about the car accident, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to tell you, because that situation is not completely over yet.
No, it's not.
No, you know that though. It's not completely over.
Yeah, it's like a process. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here's some things I wanted to tell you, because this has a lot to do with future things for you. I want you to think about your crew. I want you to think about the people that you're hanging around.
Okay.
And I want you to think about your nature, how you are, which has a lot to do with just having, you have a lot of a Buddha nature, you know. When I think of the Buddha, you know, just very calm. You're sitting back, and you just kind of, you know, there's a card in the deck called Riding the Cosmic Wave, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
You ride the cosmic wave. Well, here's what Spirit has to say, and this has to do with the future. That you are the in the group of your friends.
Yeah.
And so you have to begin to start speaking up for those things that you know is not right and those things that you know is right.
Yeah. So you mean like speaking for the things that's right? You mean like...
Yeah, it's not from a judgment point. It's from you. What you feel is right in your heart.
Oh, okay, okay.
You understand? Because... you have this Buddha nature, you understand, but you're a speaker. So you need to begin to start stepping more into this role, because they look to you, some that are older and some that are even younger and some age, they look to you more to be that speaker. And when you don't speak up and you sit back and you just kind of riding the wave, then that's when you put yourself in that position. You put yourself in that position. There's going to be a situation that comes up again that you're going to get that window of opportunity to be the speaker and not to just sit back and cut. And that's going to change everything for you.
True that. I mean, like, with passion or with the law.
It's going to change. This situation is going to change your whole life. So whatever direction you decide to take with it, make sure you're speaking from your heart, because you are the speaker. You called yourself MC such and such, and you really are MC.
Yeah.
You really are. You are the speaker. And that's going to be a big part of the work that you do. So now you're in the position where you can just choose how you speak about it. So many people have stories to tell. And a lot of those stories are based on trauma. They're based on bad decisions. They're based on bad choices. They're based on things that they wish they never have done. You're in the position right now where you can write your story. You see, you are the God here. So this story of Asar and Aset is being played out right in front of your life, you know, because we have both, if we want to call it that, both of those energies within ourselves. And you have those two. So make sure that the story that you're speaking, the story that you're creating is coming from your heart. So keep your Buddha nature, you know, because that helps to keep you balanced. But also, I want you to bring your genius out, which requires you to use both hemispheres, your right and your left. Be that speaker. Be that God that you are. Use wisdom from your past and begin to speak up for those things that are truly in your heart. Because that situation that happened almost a month ago is not over. And you're going to be faced with another situation where you can actually begin to create a different story for your life. I know, pretty heavy at like 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
No, so I mean, you hit me right on the mark, though, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, it's something that's you know, meant to come out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Very like wise. Very wise for 20 years old, very wise. So, yes, I want you to definitely give me a call back. Let us know here on the remix. And don't be a drinker.
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that. And you said, and what was the energy you said again? You said it was a star and
a star and a set. A star and a set.
Yeah, a star and a set.
Yes. Read that story. Very powerful myth. Read it. Yes. Get to know it. Get to love it. There you go. Peace and love to you. And he's not going to be a drinker. See, it's a lot of drunks out there. And they want you to be a drinker.
No, I drunk one time, man. Like, I ain't going to say I drunk one time, but you know what I'm saying? You got to catch me later on that one. You know what I'm saying? You got to catch me later. We live, right?
Yes,
we live in the remix, right? Yeah, you gotta catch me later, man. You catch me on the feed.
Okay.
We do it okay. Like that. We can mix like that, though. Thank you, though.
You welcome. Peace and love to you. MC Such and Such, you guys. I think he's my Twitter friend. You guys hit him up on Twitter and give him words of encouragement. Don't try to give him your stinky bad habits.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hit me up on Twitter. It's MC Such and Such 100. So, I mean... You can do it like that, for sure. I mean, you put it out there. I want them to know so they won't be confused, you know. But I appreciate the words, you know, because it's much, you know, it came out so it was much needed, you know what I'm saying? And it really, you know, goes with what's going on.
Yes. So there you go. All right. So peace and love to you, and make sure you hit me up and let me know how it goes. Peace.
Yes, speak.
All right, you guys, we're live in the remix. Soulful moments, soul readings going on right here. And also over on Twitter, let me see what you guys are over there doing. It is going to be hashtag # soulful remix. And you can find us on Twitter too. Esther's holding it down over there. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 903. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Sean. I'm calling from Texas.
Okay, greetings to you, Sean, from Texas. And how can we help you this evening? What's so for you?
This is actually my first time ever calling in, but I am a listener of the show. I have been for the past year, and It's changed my life. I've learned a lot.
Oh, beautiful. That's good.
I just want to know things I have in store, spiritually, physically. Pretty much, I'm open-minded. I just want to know about me.
Okay, you want to know about you. Okay, well, let's take a look and see what comes up for you, because you know what? Your name is Sean. You said Sean, right? Calling from Texas.
Yeah.
Sean from Texas. Sean, let me tell you something. Immediately, Sean, when I get in your energy, the number one thing that I start to feel is I start to shake. I start to shake.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I feel this shakiness, sir, where spirit is leading me is towards forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense when I say that there's some things that you need to forgive.
Yes.
Yeah. I want you to take me off your phone if you have me on speak or earpiece, because we're getting an echo.
Okay.
Yeah. They are really wilding out in the chat room, you guys. I just want y'all to know that. If you're not in the chat room, they wilding out over there for real. All right, I'm going to say it in a minute. Hold up, Steve. But anyway, all right, Sean. So immediately when I get in your energy, yeah, I like this shakiness. And I just want to give you a big hug. So let Ms. Boo give you a big hug. And right now, the first thing I want you to tell me is, how old are you?
I'm 43.
43, I guess. I said 41, but yeah, okay, 43. You're 43. And I just want to give you a hug because you've been through a lot lately.
Yes.
You've been through a lot. And this has a lot to do with forgiveness. Forgiveness. Now, we're going to go into forgiveness a little bit here. This is the number one thing that Spirit is saying for you to begin to focus your attention on, because this situation that happened, this has everything to do with you really just giving it so that you can move on and you can do things in your life and not have to keep reflecting back on the pain and the hurt. That's going to pass for you. Allow yourself to feel these emotions, because right now what you're doing is suppressing them. And I feel tightness all in my chest. You know, my chest is all tight. I'm like, ooh, this brother, chest strong, back strong. I'm like, ooh. You know how you get that jar line in the back of your jaw, you just, you cringe it up.
Yes.
I feel you doing that. So I want you to really get into some forgiveness. And definitely not hold on to this energy, because this is so not who you are, Sean. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when you hold on to this energy, it becomes a case of mistaken identity.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you become someone completely different than who you were before this situation happened. So I get it. I get the emotion. I get the betrayal, because being betrayed and having this hurt from somebody that you love and you care about, that so much emotion and energy and things were wrapped up into, it takes a minute to get over it. So here's, Ms. Blue is going to give you a ritual. This is what I want you to do. By the way, let me ask you a question. What does the flute and you have to do? What do you and the flute have to do with each other?
The flute?
Yes.
No, I'm not into instruments.
I just see this flute around you. I don't know if somebody you know plays the flute, or it'll come to me. We'll stay right there, but I keep seeing this flute. It'll come up in a minute. Here's one of the things that I want you to do, is I want you to begin to sit down, because I do believe in the power of the pen. And I want you to begin to write down your thoughts. I want you to begin to write down your thoughts. I want you to write down everything that you feel about this situation, everything that happens, things that you want to begin to do for this situation that has a lot to do with this particular situation, I want you to do that. I want you to begin to write these things down.
Okay.
And connect with them. And then what I want you to do is once you have these things written down, I want you to take them and put it in a bowl of water. You know, water has a lot to do with our emotions. And water is very purifying. It's very cleansing. And I want you to leave it in the water until it dissolves itself. And once it has dissolved, then I want you to take it outside, find your nice little sacred space, and I want you to pour it into the earth, pour it into the ground, that it can be this energy, these thoughts, these feelings, all of these negative emotions can be recycled and used for positive energy at another time. And this is really going to be how you release this from yourself. Release this energy from yourself to really get you into the point where you can begin to release this from yourself. So now, I know why the flute is there. I apologize. Spirit showing it to me. You know, sometimes it's really, really crazy when I begin to see this. But the reason that I see the flute, have you ever heard of the Pied Piper?
Yes.
The Pied Piper. The Pied Piper has a lot to do with being an obedient follower.
Yes.
You understand? And how this situation came about is because you were following someone else's lead. Does that make sense when I say that? That you were trusting and following someone else.
Yes.
And because you were following someone else, this flute coming up, because what Spirit is saying is that it's time to get out the Pied Piper mode. Stop following. It's time for you to begin to walk to the beat of your own drum. It's time for you to begin to get into that energy of yourself. You know, I talked about earlier here, Sean, about the book of Dr. Naeem Akbar. And this book is called The Light from Ancient Africa, where he goes into a lot about our African spirituality systems, and he talks about the power of the drum. And one of the things that the drum does is that the drum actually brings out that spirit we call Kaaba. It helps us to connect with that energy, the Ka. You know, it helps to connect with that part of us, and the Ba. It helps to bring those two together. And so a lot of the drum beating the rhythm of the drum, it raises the frequency, it raises the energy so that you can begin to tap to what is known as your higher self. When you can hear that rhythm, and you can hear that beat, which is connected to your fourth chakra, which is the heart, then you begin to follow the rhythm of your own beat. And this is what you need to do. You need to begin to hear your beat. You need to begin to follow your own rhythm. Learn from this situation. Do your forgiveness. That's your next step. And then begin to follow the rhythm of your own beat. Time to stop being.
I understand.
Yeah. Time to stop being Pied Piper. You got to follow your own beat. All of those who are following their beat can still come with you, and you can still be with them. But know that that internal beat, when you can hear that, when you can connect with that, you are connecting with your Kaaba. You're connecting with your higher self. You're connecting with the divine. You're connecting with yourself. And you can't get led wrong. There's a way that you can get led wrong that way. Do the forgiveness. come back into your place of harmony and begin to open your heart back for love, because I see you moving past this very, very soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Beautiful. All right, you guys, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Boo. This is Wanda calling from California.
Greetings, Wanda from California. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Good to hear from you, Wanda.
I was calling about a reading, also a soulful reading, regarding my partner, my life's partner. I want to know what comes up for that.
Regarding your life's partner? Is that life partner here, or you're saying coming?
Yeah, coming. He's here, but he's not. I haven't met him yet.
Then Wanda, that would mean, Wanda, he's not here.
Yeah.
Wanda. Okay, Wanda, let's take a look. Wow. Unbelievable, Wanda. Okay, Wanda. And, you know, we've been down this road before. But I want you to tell everybody how old you are.
I'm
55. You're very interesting age of 55. You know, this is really you sort of kind of coming into a cycle of new beginnings. You understand you're coming into the place of new beginnings. You know, you got a lot going on. You are in a very, very good place. Here's something I want you to begin to do, Wanda. You got to start listening to your body and not your mind. See, your mind is telling you that he's coming. What does your body say? What does your body say about him?
I never even thought of it that way.
Yeah. What does your body say? The reason I ask you about your body is because your body's probably not saying anything about it. You understand what I'm saying? Your body's probably not telling you anything at this particular moment. You haven't contacted that. So when we start to talk about where is your spirit, you know, they're silly in the chat room. They talk about R. Kelly. My mind is telling me yes, but my body. Y'all is crazy. Oh, my goodness, y'all crazy.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Yes, the Pied Piper. Y'all is crazy. Y'all is too crazy. Oh, my goodness. Y'all is crazy. But here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about, where does your spirit resolve? It's in your body. You're so focused on him coming that he won't get here. You know, it's kind of like trying to get the money shot. If you focus on the money shot, it's never going to happen. You won't get it. So you cannot, focus on something coming, because that's like wanting. You understand what I'm saying? That's a very real reality. Some people stay in the state of wanting all of their life. But instead, here's something, Wanda, and I want you to get this. Start working on Wanda honestly, without a hidden agenda. Stop committing premeditated murder. Stop it. Focus on you without a hidden agenda. Know that that will come. You understand? You just got to know it. Not think it. Not want it. Just know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just know that it will happen. Know that it will happen. And then begin to just focus on that energy. He cannot come right now because you already have somebody else in that spot. And so until you truly release him, then no one knew to take that place. You know, we can have relationships in our mind, constantly thinking about our ex, constantly thinking about some, I don't know, Denzel Washington. Nobody else can come in if somebody's already holding that space. It's kind of like driving your car and you see a parking spot, but shit, a car is there. You can't park there. You ain't even going to try to turn and park there because the parking spot is already filled.
There's nobody there.
Say it again.
I said I'm not, there's nobody there.
Yes, it is. Whoever you done made up in your mind is there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
so
yeah.
this is about you focusing on you, and we've talked about this. Be who you want to date. Be who you want to date. Understand? Be that person that you want to fall in love with, because, Wanda, I'm going to be completely honest with you, and you know I always will. You still have enough love for yourself. You understand?
I still, what was that?
You still don't have enough love for you. You still don't have enough love for you. You still don't love yourself enough that you can trust where you are, what is going on is going to be there. You don't need to call me to get a man. Hell, all you got to do is jump on Facebook. The shit is going down every day as we speak. All you got to do is come in the damn chat room. Hell, on Twitter. That's not what you want. So I desperately tell you to really do some soul searching about what it is you feel that Wanda is not good enough. Because this is what this comes from, that you alone is not enough. And yes, there is a natural begin that is within all of us to find our divine energy, our divine reflections here on the planet. Miss Blue would never be the person to tell you not to look for that. But what I'm also telling you is that you have to be able to sit in the dark, cut out the lights, and be okay with Wanda first. And you can't do that. So this is why so much of what is going on is about wanting someone else to come in and validate you for who you think you can be. Validate you for who you think you can be. But here's what you don't know. You can be that now. Be that now, because that's what's going to bring the energy to show the reflection to have them show up for you. It's like saying, girl, I'm going to get myself together next week. No, get yourself together right now. You're doing that. Stay in that place of honesty with yourself. You know, when I was going through some really tough times for myself, that was one of the things I challenged myself with. You know, cutting off the lights, being alone. Being alone. And realizing I can never be lonely as long as I have me. Doesn't mean there's not a desire to want to be with somebody else or a desire to have that. I know for me, I do better in those situations, function better. I love better. You know, life is fuller. And that's true for most of us, whether we're women or men. That's a natural thing within us. But one of the things that I learned is I don't want no bullshit just to say I'm with somebody. How many times have you seen people walk around with a man or a woman just to say they got some fucking body? And every time I see that, let me tell you something. I always go back to The Color Purple. Do y'all remember the scene when the girl was standing on the steps and she said, I'm married now, Daddy. I'm married. I can't tell you because, you know, Spirit sends so many signs and symbols to me. And that's one of the signs I hear from that you finally want to get up and say, I'm married. I'm married now, Daddy. No. No. You don't.
No, I wouldn't just have. I'm not one of those that just to have a man just to have one. That's not me. Oh, no.
That may not be.
I feel
be.
Like I'm too old for it. I'm too old for that. I've been there, done that.
Listen, you may say that's not what you're doing, but I'm here to tell your actions say something completely different. Because every time you've called in, Wanda, guess what you've asked about? You say it. You say it. You say it, Wanda. Say it. What do you ask about?
I asked about the business, what, twice?
Wanda?
Not every time I call in, nope.
Not every time, but what is the focus, Wanda? Let's be honest here. Let's get butt naked.
Yeah, it was twice that I asked about it.
Actually, it was more than twice, Wanda. It was more than twice. And the reason I bring that up to you is because I want you to begin to see that's not all the work you're doing. Of course, I know you're doing other work. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to be slighted by that. But what I'm telling you is that's where your energy is being focused and filtered. But it's not being focused and filtered in the way that the universe is going to send this energy back to you. Is being focused in the way that the universe is going to keep the energy away from you. But you're in the position of lack. You understand? Any brother that hears you, know you ain't got a man. Know you looking for a man. You know that. They're talking about it in the chat room. So guess what they going to do when they see Wanda? Guess what they're going to do? Wanda?
I don't know. It's about me, not about them, right? I mean.
It is, but what I'm saying to you is you have this energy of lack, not the energy that you know that this is going to come for you. Now, I understand you called me because, you know, we can actually, you know, see things in the future. And, you know, I know I can do that for you. Do I see a relationship? I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you last time. Of course, I do. I think I even gave you an estimated time of when I see that happening. But there is work that Wanda has to do for Wanda. Honestly. Not just say it, just because you said it, that's not going to change it. You have got to begin to move on that. And I'm not telling you it's easy. Trust me, Ms. Blue ain't saying that. You understand what I'm saying? We're all here learning and we're all here working and growing together. Be okay with Wanda, loving Wanda. You're a beautiful sister, amazing sister. I've worked with you on many different levels, very intuitive sister. And I know you got your Kim deck.
Mm-hmm. And that was another reason why I asked, because I've been doing different readings with the card, and the card Sacred Union keeps coming up. So that was another reason why I asked you this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, then let me ask you a question, then why you ain't trusting that?
I am trusting that. I just wanted to see if you could tell me something deeper about it. I mean, like... more about it.
What do you get when you see the card come up? Tell me what you get when you see that. What does it mean when sacred union comes up for you? Tell me, when you see that card, what does it mean?
It means partnership.
And what does that mean to Wanda?
It means my life partner.
Okay. So what question are you asking the Kim deck? What are you saying? Because you're not just shuffling sacred union stuff. What are you asking it?
Well, I asked for, I did a past, mm-hmm. present, and future one, and it came up. And for the future, that card came up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a three, then another day I did like a three card spread, and that card came up again.
Mm-hmm. So guess what, Wanda? That's the same thing I told you before, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to ask is, what do I need to do to get myself in the best position so when my sacred union comes, I can be ready? That's the question. That's the question. And someone in the chat room is saying she wants confirmation. That's right. And that's what everybody gets when they call, get a reading from me. But I've given Wanda, and Wanda knows I'm telling the truth, this confirmation several times, and she got it from herself. You got it. You got this, Wanda. Now what I need you to do is stop being in the position that you're still guessing and thinking, is this going to happen? Because this is where I feel your energy is. You don't believe this. You didn't come at me like, I got sacred union. And Miss Blue, can you tell me a little bit more? That's not what you asked me. That's not what you asked me. That's completely different. That's not what you asked me. So, you need to get that confidence in yourself. Because here's the thing, like I tease brothers, you know what your sacred partner looked like if he was standing in front of you, 6'4", gorgeous, built body, I don't know, bald head, I don't know, soaking wet. You wouldn't know it because you're so focused on looking past that. So don't be so much into looking at the forest that you can't see the trees. You know? Don't be so focused on that. Trust what you got. If you did a reading, I gave you a reading already, and we talked about that. Trust that. The one thing you don't want to do is asking the question over and over again, because now you're just really playing with yourself. You see, I understand calling in about the confirmation, but we've talked about this just not too long ago. So trust that. Be that love to Wanda. That's the first place to start. Be that love to yourself. Wholeheartedly. Recognize that Wanda is enough. And anything else that comes as a result of that, that's just extra icing on the cake. That's it. Extra icing. Just makes the picture even more beautiful. One time I did a show, and I don't know if you heard this show, Wanda, but I talked about when two halves come together, what you get. Do you know what happens when two halves come to get together?
No.
You get a whole. And you know what happens to holes, right?
Yeah.
I'll just leave the rest. I'll leave the rest to your imagination. So you want to come and bring yourself as a whole person. Two holes coming together makes wholeness. Makes wholeness. And by the way, it's a lot of brothers in the chat room that saying, hey, Wanda, you ain't going to be lonely. No, that's real talk. Real talk. I'm just saying. Real talk. You're saying that's what you want, but yet you're not doing anything. You're only thinking it in your head. And if you want to be in a relationship, then you got to do relationship shit, period, hands down. You don't want somebody to knock on your damn door. We've seen what happened to sisters that sat at home and somebody knocked on their door and they decided to let them in. It really didn't turn out so well for them, and it won't for you either. So you got to do shit to get you in a relationship. Period. Hands down. period. You want to be in a relationship, you do stuff where you can get yourself in the position where you can meet people who are in a relationship. Prime example, you see how Stella got her groove back, right? It didn't groove for too long. Not to say that that can't happen in other situations, because that can. Somebody just brought that up in the chat room. I thought I'd throw that in there. Mm-hmm. So there you go, Wanda. Yes, Blue's going to tell you the same thing, because this is what I truly pick up. He's coming, but you still have more work on Wanda to do. Stop focusing on him and focus on you. A lot of times we want our mate to have this checklist, but we can't even check our own day list. Check your list first and then check his. Check your list. Make sure your list is checked. Wanda, are you in the chat room?
No, I'm not.
Good.
I'm going to go to the chat room now.
Wanda's coming in the chat room. There you go, Wanda. Wanda said, forget y'all. She's coming in the chat room. Go get them, Wanda. And I'm going to give you some names. So PM me, I'm going to give you some names. I'm going to let Wanda get y'all for real. She's a powerful sister. Y'all better not mess with her. Yeah, they talking all that hotness, Wanda. Go get them, Wanda. Here she comes, you guys. Wanda says she's coming in the chat room. All right, Wanda. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, peace. Okay, you guys, she's on her way. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
LaToya.
LaToya. Greetings to you, LaToya. Where are you calling from?
Indianapolis.
From where?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Greetings to you, LaToya. And so what's so for you tonight?
Well, I just wanted a reading.
Okay. All right. Anything in particular going on for you?
I gave up my job to come home and take care of my dad. I'm his only child. But he raised my mother's three older daughters.
Okay. All right. Ooh. Tell me your name again.
LaToya.
LaToya. LaToya, why are you angry about this? Why so much anger I feel from you right now?
Oh, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Whole lot more work than you expected, huh?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Let's take a look. Let's take a look and see. Now, I know you feel like a lot of pressure is being put on you, and it is. It is being put on you. And help me out here. Because your dad that you're taking care of, I see a couple of things going on with him. And one of the things that I see going on with him is Alzheimer's.
Yeah, dementia.
I see that. Because any time that I see the magical tree with the star on it, it reminds me. And I'm gonna tell you something, LaToya, very personal for me, because my grandmother... one of my grandmothers, just one of the things that she actually had as well, dementia, the early stages of Alzheimer's. And that can be very, very difficult to deal with. And at the time, I didn't really have the consciousness to understand it or even process it in my mind, because I was much younger, to understand it the way that I do now. And so I want to give some insight on that, and then we're going to talk about some of those things that you can begin to do so that you can keep yourself that loving energy, because you did this out of love from your heart,
Okay.
Mm-hmm. and to keep you connected with that energy. But the first thing is to understand that when a person reaches this particular state, they're kind of in and out of consciousness. They're in this reality, but they're also somewhere else. And so a lot of times, just like different parts of the brain hold memory, and also our cells hold memories too. And a lot of times what happens is when you're in and out of this consciousness and you come back, you don't necessarily recognize things to be the same. We know that everything that is here, everything is energy. And that really, it's a big part of us in an illusion when we're looking at different things. Like, you know, it's some of those things they tell us, like they tell us when we're in high school or elementary school, when they say, when you're looking at this chair, it's not really a chair. You know what I mean? When you're looking at this, it's really this. These are these molecules that are in movement that are creating this vibration of this image that we have imprinted within our data bank, our memory bank. And when we begin to see it, we see it as a chair. So let me ask you, LaToya, how old are you?
I'm 37.
37 years old. 37 years old. So those are some of the things that you can begin to understand what is going on. So some of the things that get said, some that don't get said, the not being able to communicate or say the things that need to be said, you're not really going to hear them. Not maybe in the contents of the reality. And this is when it becomes important for you to begin to trust your heart.
Okay.
To trust your heart. So here's what I would like for you to do. I would like for you to work with crystals. Have you ever worked with crystals before?
No.
Okay. So here's some of the things I want you to do. I want you to get you a couple of crystals. And let's see. Let's see what crystal. I'm actually going to do a crystal reading for you. And we're going to see what crystal spirit is going to give you. And by the way, LaToya, everybody in the chat is sending you love and hugs and kisses and, you know, all of that.
Okay. I appreciate that. Oh, and when you asked me, you asked me why was I so angry? It's because I am my father's only child, and I'm daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I can do that will make him mad. I mean, he had my back. Since then, I have my three older kids. I had to be at work at 4 a.m. The job that I gave up. So he would get off. He worked the same place I worked. So he would get off work at 1:00 a.m, come home, check on his house, and make sure everything was okay, take a nap or whatever, and then he'd come to my house about 3:00 a.m, just to put my my two oldest kids on a school bus and keep my my third child. And it's just hard because he was my only support that I have, and now that he's gone, he's not the same father.
Right. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is he is still the same father. And, you know, I really want to thank you for sharing that, because there are some amazing daddies out there, you know, fathers who is really, really just holding it down, you know, and doing some amazing things. And he has. But please don't allow just his physical contribution to take away for all the lessons, all the love, you know, and all the inspiration that he's given you just because he physically cannot do these things anymore. Sometimes, and this is the time to bring this up, Wanda, this is certainly not what you're saying, but sometimes we have throwaway friendships, throw away relationships, throw away things, when people can no longer do what we want them to do. And I know that can be tough, you know what I mean? Because like you said, your father was sort of that rock of Gibraltar for you, you know?
Right.
He was really, really that solid piece for you. Or, you know, as they call, you know, as they would say in the Muslim community, or he was sort of that black stone for you. And for so many of us, we have a black stone in our fathers. We see that, we've seen that in our history, that black stone representing the black man and, you know, in that particular energy. So don't allow, just because he cannot physically do that, to separate everything that has been done. Because on some levels, he did those things so that you can now be in the position where you are right now.
Right. And I do understand that. But I was just, you know, he has all this, you know, my aunt, his sister, had took me back and forth to court to try to get custody. See, I'm not fit to take care of him because I have four kids and I just don't have time for him. And then I have three older sisters that's by another man of my mother's. Mm-hmm. And it's just that he raised them because their father wasn't there. But it's like I have no help. No one comes over here to help me out. But my 16 and my 18, my 19-year-old, they help me out when I need help. Or when I need to just to get out of way or whatever, they'll help me out. But nobody, family-wise, you know, they always fight. They fought me in court and everything. Mm-hmm. And no one here but my kid and my husband. So it's just...
Right.
Not mad at my dad.
Right. It's just situation. I understand that. But I certainly felt your anger when you immediately came on. So here's the stone that came up for you, and so perfect for you, LaToya. It's the opal.
Okay.
It's the opal. So let me tell you a little bit about the properties of the opal. And I want you to think about this opal here. The opal is really what they call sort of the queen of gems. The queen gem, you know, it has a lot to do when we look at a lot of our ancient writing from our ancestor. You will see that the opal really played an important role in a lot of different situations. You know, it really is said to even have given good luck to a lot of different things. One of my favorite opals is the Ethiopian opal, which is one of the more recent opals that have been found. It's kind of like a fire opal, so it has that color in there. But I want you to write down opal, O-P-A-L, opal, and begin to work with this. And what I like about the opal is it really helps you tap into the energy of the gift of foresight. It really helps you to do that. And what it does is it helps you to shine light on what is real. And also what is real, that you can also see those things that are unnecessary for you to give energy to and to give time to. And when you work with opal, because it has a lot of protective energy around it too, so it's really good, it also helps to resolve any of those things of karma and also enhances your visions. So really, when we start to talk about foresight, seeing those things ahead, it's really to help you with that foresight, you know, see things ahead of time, to see the outcome of things. And a lot of times, if we could see how the situation is going to end, we won't be so upset. We won't give it so much energy. We won't be so hurt by what is being said. You know, we'll be able to see it on that. So, you know, it has a lot do with your emotions and also help to increase your self-esteem. I'm not talking about self-esteem. I often talk about this on the show, like, am I pretty? You know, does my hair look nice? But I'm talking about really that esteem, that energy that we can begin to put into ourselves in a positive direction. It also helps you to work through emotional issues and also take responsibility for your feelings and your action. And also, it helps keep you from mood swings. Here's another thing I want to tell you. You need to eat at least 2 hours a day, because I see drastic spikes in your emotion and in your mood. Do you find that happening?
Only when I'm at the hairdresser, I'm happy. I'm pretty much cool. It's just when I'm here and I get frustrated easily.
Yeah. So do that, because some of that has to do with your diet. And I see blood sugar going up and down, up and down, up and down. And it really weighs heavily on you. So you want to eat some healthy foods, you know, plan, you know, keep you some snacks, even if you're at the hairdresser, even when you're at home, you know what I mean? Sometimes when you know the tension time is going to come up for you, I want you to begin to work with that. One of the reasons that this oval is coming up for you, LaToya, is because this is time for you to focus on love and your emotions. Focus on love, the people you have love for, and focus on your emotions. You know, see where they are, see how honest they are within yourself and how you have them. You know, focus on those things within yourself and see them. Work with the crystal. You can do some research online, you know, Google an opal, get you an opal crystal and begin to work with that. I will tell you that this situation is going to get itself into a place where things can become more balanced for you. The family, the others who are trying to do this, stay true to your heart. You're not doing this out of some kind of greed. You're not trying to get more money for your family. You're not trying to, so you could somehow brainwash your dad into giving you everything. All of these thoughts that they're thinking, let them have their thoughts. And I don't want you to get yourself wrapped up into that, because what you're doing right now is riding the cosmic wave. And know that this is really about you being compensated with the work that you're doing from your heart. So let the anger go. Because that anger feeds off into the environment. It feeds off into your sacred space. One of the things that you may want to do is begin to put on some music and get you some lavender and distilled water and just have the whole family there to just raise the energy up and just dance to your favorite music and spray the lavender throughout the house to clear all of the negative energy. You're going to see that all of these things begin to turn itself around.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And then I want you to call us back and let us know how that goes. So peace and love to you.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller, you guys. Soul readings. Are you guys over on Twitter? What's going on? Hashtag, let's see, soulful readings, soulful remix, sorry. #sign is where you need to be. Let's see. We got some international callers that's trying to get in on the line. I really hope we get a chance to get to speak them this evening. I know you guys are in the house, so peace greetings to you. Peace and love. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And let's do this, because let's see how many more minutes we got left. Let's see here. Oh, we have good time left. But I want to do this for everybody. I want to give you the link because I have something very special for everybody here tonight. And I'm sure you guys are going to know this. Are you ready? I put this together just for you guys, just for the remix. This is a soulful, let me see if I can call this. Let me see if I'm going to call this. Hold on a second, you guys. I'm pulling it up right now. Here we go. This is something I put together just for soulful readings. And remember I told you about staying present and being open. I want you to do that. Oh, thank you, Esther. These are soulful steps to total transformation. This is the soulful steps total transformation that I was telling you guys about. I want you to get this. You can actually download it. It's a PDF file. You can either right-click on it, save it to your computer. You can begin to take these steps, every single one of these steps, apply to your life, and you will have the soulful steps so that you can have complete transformation in any area of your life. If everything's going well, these are some good touch points for you to take a look at, and you can begin to work with these. These will work. Put it on your refrigerator. You know, attach it to your car, you know, put it on your bathroom mirror, keep it with you, you know, print it out. And then the very last sheet, because this is some real sexy stuff right here. This is digital alchemy. And what I want you to do on the third page, I left the page there so you can write your own sexy shit down. And these are going to be things for your transformation. I want you to begin to write them down here. So I even left some pages for you to do that. And then I want you guys to begin to send me email. Let me know how this works for you. Go through the steps. Begin to work with these things. And let me know how this digital alchemy is working for you. But these are soulful steps to total transformation. These are things that I've channeled either tonight, in the past. You'll see, for those of you who have Know Your Magic deck, the Kim deck, the Kim Oracle Psychic deck, you'll see some of the familiar terms in there. And this is really where we bring the passion, our emotion, and our spirit together to just have this soulful moment. So I know you guys got soul. I know you got some soul out there. So get into some digital alchemy and be able to use the steps for soulful steps to total transformation. I'm sure you guys will love this. I really enjoy doing this. And these are things that I actually live to. Just really tidbit there for you that is right there. For everyone who wants to be a part of the Kim Business Class, Kim Magic, you know, the new way of doing business, you know, the business of self, email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, therefore, blue, @gmail.com. And, you know, let me know. Let me know. There you go. Oh, I want you to. Yes, first class did fill up very fast, and right now we have over 60 requests for the second class. So if you're interested, I'll start sending out some of this next week. Just do that, okay? Hold up, Steve. Yes, I actually have been to the UK. Am I going to touch on some fun way? Probably not tonight. I'm really saving that show, Lance. I'm going to drop all of that coming up soon. I'm kind of putting it all together, and I'm going to drop all of that funky feng shui. I'm going to do that show really soon here. Yes, but I am going to do that. But yes, I'm going to do that. So I just wanted to give this to you guys, a little bit of digital magic, a digital alchemy here. And so, you know, send some feedback. Once you do these steps, you know, let me know. You know, let me know how this digital alchemy worked for you guys. Yes. All right. So we're going to keep going. Everybody has the link. And if you guys are on the phone and you don't have it, when you go back and download the show, the link is going to be there for you. So all you have to do is right-click and download it. And you can have some digital alchemy right there with you. So these soulful steps are some real, true, to the point, soulful steps. And in my language we all understand, blue language, and I just kind of give it to really just pinpoint steps that you can just go through, and you can take this with you, carry it with you, you guys. Use it every single day. You know, be present, be open, and do these soulful steps. You will have transformation in anything. I don't care what it is that's going on. If you're on the phone listening, you want to get on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, and you see it right there under this show, Soulful Readings. You'll see it right here. All you have to do is copy the link, put it in the URL, and either right-click and save as, and the PDF will come right to you. And it's my gift to you guys, so I'm just so honored and excited to do that. These are going to be some special things that I do for the Soulful Reading Show. So for all of us crazies who want to be up at 0:30 in the morning, see, you get good goodies. All right, you guys, beautiful. So let's keep going. We're going to get to the next caller. Calling in, I believe this is where I left off. Area code 317, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 317?
Hello?
Yes, greetings, who's on the line?
I think we got reconnected again. This is LaToya again.
Oh, okay, LaToya. I apologize. That's okay, LaToya. All right. Did you hear everything I said about the sheet, LaToya? Did you go get it? That's going to help you too, LaToya, so much.
I'm sorry. I had to go and make my 4-year-old and my 9-year-old go to bed. They were still
okay.
up.
Okay. Well, LaToya, when you get a chance, are you in the chat room?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, when you get a chance to go back to the remix, go to the homepage. I have a digital alchemy sheet there that gives you some soulful steps to total transformation with anything you're dealing with. And those steps there is really going to just help to keep energy exactly where you want it. So when you get a chance, you know, just go back over there, get it, just put in the URL, and then right-click and save it. The PDF will come up for you.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. People. All right, so not where we left off. Let's go to where we left off. Area 864, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, beautiful African Queen Miss Blue? This is Arthur, a.k.a. Energy, calling from Beaufort, South Carolina.
Oh, thank you, Arthur. You say that so nice. Arthur, you say that so nice. Extra little smile on my face there. How are you, Arthur?
How have you been doing, Ms. Bloom?
I'm good. I am well. I'm in a great place. This is a good time, good place, yeah. What's going on, Arthur? Arthur, are you in the chat room?
You know, just want to thank you and the Remix family, sending love to everyone that you've spoken to so far, and just what you've been doing, always sending love and peace and blessing to you and your family, and just to do what you do, because it really have helped me and others with our lives and where we want to go in our lives. I just want to say that right quick. So.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's nice. That's nice. Did you want a reading too, Arthur? You just called in to make Ms. Blue smile this early.
Oh, no, I want to make her smile too. I just wanted to. I'm Aquarius, and what I wanted you really to know about the water bear, I was reading some things about it. I'm getting some knowledge and understanding about it, Ms. Blue. And I just wanted to go into my life and my past and as a water bearer, what did that represent as far as being a water bearer and as far as being inventive and original? And I just wanted to know the meaning of that zodiac sign and what I need to do as far as detachment is concerned. That's something I was dealing with, so I just wanted to know about that.
You know, that's a really good question, Arthur, and I'm glad that you actually brought that question up, because it's going to be an opportunity. I actually had to I spoke about this earlier in the week during the readings or sessions that I have. And I want to share with you one of the things that I've come to learn. And then I'm going to tell you what I know. Because sometimes what we come to learn and what we know don't always add up. Don't ask me how the signals get a little twisted, but they do and they can. So I'm going to tell you what I've come to know. And that is that when it came to understanding what we call astrology today, it's completely different on certain levels from ourselves. I want to take you back to sort of how our ancestors really seen the science of what we're calling numerology and astrology. They didn't really have fancy names for it. It was really what they call agriculture. You see, they would look to the stars. They would look to the sky. They would look to the cosmos. And one, recognize their connection as one, as whole. They would also look to the sky and look to the stars, and this would also help to lead and guide them into how to cultivate the land, how to conduct themselves, how to conduct everything that was going on with them. Everything.
Wow.
So they seem like that. So very much so different in how we see what we call these different schools of thoughts or these different things here now. So I'll tell you what I've come to know. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm doing readings and whenever I'm doing Akashic records, that does not factor in.
Wow.
That doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't factor in. Like, the level I take you to is so much greater than being just locked in to being one thing. Because
right.
One of the things that is true is that if you call yourself a water bearer, then all you can be is water bearer. That's it. If you call yourself, and I'll use this because I'll put something on me, author. That's why I don't call myself psychic, because all I can be is a psychic.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And psychic, when you break the word down, is really a crazy chick. Isn't that something? Psychic.
Wow.
A crazy chick.
Right. Wow.
So, the reason I say that is that, now, don't get me wrong. One of the things, and this was a lot of the studies that I did, you know, when it came to, and still studying. So let me preference myself there, studying those things that came out of ancient Kim. And even when a baby was born, you know, they say the energy of Het Heru would show up. And what Het Heru would begin to do is she would begin to sort of kind of look at the baby and begin to tell or do a reading on the baby. You see? To do a read on the baby and begin to give things. It was so serious at the time that even if this child, you know, because in one of the readings I do, the God, this numeric Akashic record reading, based upon the energy and the vibration you bring to the planet at the time that you bring this energy to the planet, I get to tell you what priesthood you were in, you know, based on that. So it's some real science about your vibration. So I guess what I'm trying to say, in short, you are so much greater than just that thing we call a sign.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The goal here is, and Brother Panic talks about this a lot, and Brother Bobby Hemmett and many others, you know, myself included, is not to get locked in to these systems.
Right.
The goal is to become the 13th. Zodiac. You know, it was a show that Brother Panic did where he went into the whole science of this. And I'm not necessarily saying, because one thing I want you to understand is that you don't have to believe this for this to be true.
Wow.
You understand? You don't have to believe this for this to be true. You don't. But I guarantee you that there has been many times in your life that you have so not acted like your sign.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Exactly.
You have not acted like your sign. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what I pick up. And I'm going to pick this up from a very, very ancient place. And I keep referring to the little book. If you guys have this book, then you know why I love it so much. It's by Dr. Naim Akbar, and it is The Light from Ancient Egypt. And he goes into this book to talk about what our ancestors knew as what we call the Akashic Records. He talks about it. See, when we say Akashic, you know, that word, it's Sanskrit word. That really just means everything that on this planet, everything is being recorded. Everything. You understand? And not just record from where you are right here, but being recorded from past lives and even future shit that you gonna do. How powerful is that?
That's
And this is something that since the beginning of time, we have been doing this. This is not a new phenomenon. And as great as I like to tell you that I am, that people say I am, that they think I am, isn't that wrong? But anyway, I didn't invent this. And I'm not the only one that can do it. In fact, I beg to differ with a lot of people. I believe everybody can do this.
Wow.
You understand? I don't think what I do is some hot shit that only sell in my lap. Everybody can do this. And this is what I do in my readings, particularly when it comes to the sacred session. I give you everything that I do in your readings so you can start doing readings on yourself.
Right. Wow.
You understand? I show you everything and give it to you. I really give it to you. And this is why it takes so long. And people will tell you who've had readings from me, especially sacred session, because you better go ahead and block out at least about 2 hours. Because we getting it in. We getting it in for real.
Wow. You know?
And we go through every single one of those. But I want to tell you what he has to say about what we call the Akashic Records. Let me see if I can find a little bit of this, because this is going to help you to bring some understanding to this. So I'm going to find this. Ah!
Wow.
Let's see.
Wow.
So let's see. Yeah, they're going on. They're doing the most in the chat room. They are doing the most. You understand? I want to read this. Well, let me summarize this so that we can understand it. The mystery, as our ancestors seen it, the mystery is to understand yourself. And not just understand yourself as you stand here as author today. But by the way, how old are you?
I'm 36.
36. Thank you. It's not just the mystery of understanding who you are today. It's to understand who you are in your wholeness. You understand the past, the present, and the future. To
right,
understand
right.
all aspects of yourself. And you can't very well do that if you're locked into being an Aquarian.
Right.
You understand? You can't do. You gotta know with your consciousness. You're so much more than that.
Exactly.
Brother Panic spoke about angles of light, and also Brother Bilal, when he came on about the 12 disciplines, talked about different angles of light. That's what angels are. Angles
right.
of light. And so what you want to do is begin to get into every single angle of light that there is for you. Every angle of light. You don't want to just see one angle of light. Can you imagine trying to look in a room only from one angle of light?
Right. Wow.
It just won't. How limited is that going to be for you? You know? That's going to be very limiting to see that. Okay. So now, let's talk about this. Let's talk about where you are and what's going on with you. And I'm excited to say this because this is one of my most favorite things to do. And this also ties back into light from ancient Egypt, because in this book, Dr. Naeem Akbar talks about how to raise light, how you can begin to raise your light. And see, that's a big part of what we've been tasked or left to do, not from our ancestors. And I won't say our ancestors, because our ancestors is also us. You get it? You are the ancestors. We are the ancestors. So we tasked ourselves of coming back, especially those of us who are conscious, to raise our light. That's what we're here for, to raise our light from where we were before, to raise the light. So for you, this involves going back to school. I'm not talking about ABC 123. I'm talking about this light that you're seeking to raise is going to require you to go back to school. So whether that be spiritual school or whether that be anything. Because Arthur, your realm comes in the arena and has a lot to do I can't read the chat room. Let me get out of there. It has a lot to do with you tapping into those artistic activities.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense when I say that?
Well, that's perfect sense.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So share with the author. We love feedback here, confirmation. What is it?
Well, artistically, to be frank, because I know you have all the callers, I respect them also. Ms. Blue, from the age of coming into this dimension, incarnation, since 3 years old, Ms. Blue, the beauty of music has always been something that I always was fascinated by. And Teddy Riley was really a person that, growing up in the 80s and the mid-90s, that when I heard him, it's like I wanted to be that. I wanted to be, not him per se, but I wanted to be how he presented it. It was like you said, nothing new under the sun. It's just that you added your own magical ability to what already been existed beforehand. And I just always wanted to say, I wanted to leave my mark on this world. I wanted to be able to say, Arthur here. And I had a dream one time telling my uncles we had transitioned. I told them in the dream, I said, my name is going to mean something. I'm just not going to be here just existing. I'm going to leave my mark here. I want to leave my mark to someone who said, you know, I knew this man, you know, I knew this person, and he impacted my life by him living his purpose. And artistically, it's like when I do music now, Ms. Blue, and I already got something for you. I'm going to send it out to you. I'm just on a whole other level now as far as me knowing and not believing anymore, but knowing that
right.
I was born to do this. So it's crazy right now, really. Like,
beautiful, beautiful. So then this is what I will say to you. Are you in the chat room, Arthur?
Not right now.
Okay,
right
good,
now.
Good. They are rewilding out tonight, okay? They off the chain tonight, Arthur. I'm glad. It's the melanin hour.
I love you're them, right. Too, though. I love them, yeah.
You're right, Esther. It's the melanin hour. Okay, Arthur.
Well,
oh, my goodness. So beautiful. So, yes, it has a lot to do with that and going back to school. You know, find those things. Begin to take yourself into that position so that you can get into schooling yourself there. Not only do you want to study those people that have been influential to you, such as Teddy Riley, but you want to study some of the earlier producers. You understand? Those who produced, you understand? Really getting into the proactive side of producing. You want to begin to do that. You want to get really heavy in that. And excellent, Lance, in the chat room. Sun Ra. You want to get into the Sun Ra. Amazing artist. God, musician, magician, you know, very magical with his music. There's a show that I did here called Metaphysics of Music. And the brother that came on really broke down sort of the composition of what it takes to compose and put a piece together. You know, of course, Mike Jackson is some energy you want to begin to get with, because one of the greatest producers in this lifetime that we'll ever know is all him. And a lot of his music, you can even see some of the interviews, some stories that were wrote about him that really gets into this energy very heavily, because we know when it comes to producing sound, this frequency, this vibration that you are so in tune to, it is not about the beat you hear, but it's about the pause in between the beat, the rhythm that you don't hear, because you feel bass, you don't hear bass, and that's the difference.
And the funny is, you said that, Ms. Blue, right quick about Michael. I'm one of his biggest fans ever. I even had dreams about Michael. and what we was communicating in all the dimensions. And I was asking him about how did he create and where did it come from. And he was like telling me certain things, and the certain things he's like, I'm going to tell you at a later time. So that is a confirmation of what you're saying, that I'm so imperative to me musically, because he was one of my biggest inspiration and in how he changed the way, you know, videos were done when he did Thriller, which he didn't do the video. So just that aspect of what you said is a confirmation for that. And, you know, I just want to let you know that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Now, on another channel, somebody wrote that in the chat room. I got to stop watching them. I got to stop watching them in the chat room. They out of control. Oh, my gosh, I got to stop watching him. On another note, author, let me tell you, you know, Feng Shui is very close to my heart. And I see that you need to do some Feng Shui over there in your sacred space. I'm not going to go into it all, but I think that's enough for you to know. I need you to do some Feng Shui. I need you to do some feng shui, author, for me. That's really going to help you. I need you to get those things up off the floor. It's going to, you know, it's going to pull you down. Mm-hmm. Yo, Lisa. Yo, Lisa.
Oh, boy.
So I just need you to do some feng shui in the bathroom in particular. Do some feng shui.
Oh, really, in the bathroom.
So, yes, do some funky feng shui up in there. Get that nice and tight, and, you know, just make your sacred space your laboratory. You know how I have the Kundalini lab that's connected with the Kim business class and all that other stuff? Know that your sacred space, that's your laboratory. This is where you go. You know, that's the lab. You're doing the work there. So really begin to get that together. You know what? They are out of control in the chat room.
Wow.
They out of control. Wow. All right. And then come back and let us know how that goes. Yeah,
Well, peace and blessings to you, and much love to you and the Remix family. So.
All right. Peace and love to you. Don't forget to get your digital alchemy.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Y'all are crazy. Oh, my God. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 908. Soulful readings here. Who's on the line, please? 908. Okay, there you. We'll go to the next caller calling from area code 336. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 336. Okay, no one's there. We're going to go to the next caller calling from area code 815. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, I made it.
You made it. Who's on the line?
Jamal.
Jamal. Greetings to you, Jamal. Where are you calling from?
No, I'm calling from Illinois, yeah.
Illinois. And how old are you, Jamal?
Oh, I'm 25.
Okay.
25.
Okay, what's a quarter, huh? All right, what's for you, Jamal?
I was trying to call last week when Bro Panda's on it. Like, I had some questions about my dreams or something. Like, mm-hmm. You be talking about my dreams, like.
Ooh, like you know, Brother Panic don't do dream questions.
I know, but
ahead.
I was trying to talk to you though. Like, I was on the phone last week, but this is my question for today though. Like, besides all that, this is what I want to know, because like I've been having these dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, right, a couple of days ago, I had this dream, right? You know what I'm saying? The dream, right, for the dream, one of my guys was in my dream. Like, I ain't know why he was in that. Then, like, the next day, he gets out of jail. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, damn, wow. But, like, before then, though, like, I had another dream. Like I was in a dream, right? And, like, it was a lot of fighting going on. So, like, the next day, it was New Year's Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, I'm not gonna go in that area. I'm like, I had a dream, like, there's gonna be fights going on. So, I go in that area anyway. We chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, later on that night, it's fighting going on. I'm fighting. So, like, as far as my dreams, like, I can't remember a lot of my dreams, but when I do, it's like they play out the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I was like, how can I get in tune with that? Because, like, I can't remember all my dreams sometimes, but when I do, like, they play out, like, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I see it. Like the characters of my dreams or mm-hmm. whatever it may be, like, they play out the next day when I do remember my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So I
yes.
had a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow, yes. You know what? Are you in the chat room, Jamal?
No, I ain't in the chat. I ain't gonna see it because like everybody be talking crazy. Like, I was just in the chat room. I just know I just got like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because I already know because I
okay. It's
cause
okay.
Because I be doing the same thing. I be in the chat room too, talking it crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
So you know how it goes down. Okay,
yeah.
Some really really good stuff here. Some really really good stuff. They.
I know, I'm probably talking fast because, I don't know.
That's okay.
I didn't know
no,
you were going to pick me up. But
that's all right. That's all right. You're really in a a good space. Two things I want to say to you when it comes to your dreams. The dreams that you're having right now, and someone actually used good wording in the chat room, and that is really, your dreams are really helping to warn you.
Right.
Helping to warn you, which is a good thing. Now, two things I want to tell you is it's great to rely on dreams. Dreams are very powerful, and you know Miss Blue loved dreams. Matter of fact, I have a dream app that you can actually download on your Android phone, smartphone, and whenever you have a dream, you can talk into the app and press a button and share your dream with Miss Blue. And
yes,
it will come straight to me, and I will give you some tips on deciphering your dream. And it's called Dreams with Miss Blue. If you go to the Android market, it is there.
Right.
You can also, since we're talking about apps, you can also, and I'm working on it for iPhones, just a little bit more different for iPhones than Android phones. But what you want to do is you can also get the Remix app, which is a free app that you can go on the Android market and just search for Miss Blue. You'll see the Remix logo there, and pull up. You can download it. You can also share your energy with me every day. People do it every day, share their energy, let me know what's going on in your world, and it will take you straight to Know Your Magic line, which is now the Kim line. You can actually go there, and you can hear the messages that I put up for the month or whatever on the Kim line. It will also bring you here to the Remix, and you can listen to the Remix there as well, too, and do all kind of cool things. And when it pulls up, you hear my voice and all of that. Yay! Yes. So you can do that. Yeah, so those are just some cool things. It was a great time to put that in there. But I want to talk to you about your dream and what to do. First thing to do is definitely you want to make sure that you keep a dream diary, journal. So whether you're using My Dream app or if you have something on your smartphone or you write it down yourself, it's up to you. But you want to make note of that. And then the other thing I want you to know is that your dreams are there because whether or not you remember your dream or not, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because your dream is going to your dreams, your higher self is going to decipher your dream anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. If you never remember your dream, know that it's being deciphered. Two things I've learned from this. Dreams and intuition are very closely connected to each other. This is why sometimes even though you can't remember your dream, you have what I call a push thought. And that means that you get that feeling, something that happens deep in your gut. You know how people say, I got this gut feeling not to
right, do that? I'll be getting that like all through that day. Like, it, I think it'd be helping me from getting ready for a situation, getting locked up and other things.
Yes.
I'll be moving around. I'll be getting away from, like, my guys and stuff. I'll get around, move around, and then I hear them, like, oh, he got locked up. He did this. Like, I'm supposed to be right there with him, but something told me, like, just move around.
That's right. That's your intuition, and that's what you want to begin to build. You want to build your intuition. Know that your dream's going to take care of itself, but you're going to begin to build your intuition and really begin to work with this energy. Now, I'm going to give you two things here. You want to begin to start taking notes of your dreams, and you want to write them down. You want to keep them and then go back and begin to look at them, because there's lots of signs and symbols that's going to be there for you as well. But what's more key is that you get in touch with that third eye, that intuition, and know it. And it doesn't just have to be about warnings. See, know that that's important because you want to follow your intuition to keep you out of trouble. But I want to do you one better. You understand? I'm going to do you one better. I need you to start making positive choices, not make choices and then somehow weaseling your way out of the situation or avoiding. That's what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's working now, but really, this is your higher self saying, check it out, man.
Right.
One of these dreams, you're going to get the wrong message.
Right.
You see? You're going to get the wrong message, or you're going to get the message a day and a dollar short, and then you're going to say, damn, that's what it was trying to tell me.
Right.
Listen.
Because I'd be, like, it'd be happy, like, this for years, though. I, like, it's just, like, I just want to speak on, like, I don't know if it'd be happening. Like, I just play it off, like, okay.
Right. Well, it's not something to play off. This is this is what all of this work here is about, that everybody should begin to do it. I'm going to tell you what came up for you because I pulled the card for you from the Kim deck. And this is real interesting because this was someone who helped guide me through a lot of the work that I did. And this was the god Tahuti. Okay, the god of thought.
Okay.
And in the Kim, the Know Your Magic deck, he is card number five. Card number five. He is about perception and the keys of life. What's important about these tools, and particularly the tool called the Know Your Magic deck, is that it helps you to work your psychic muscles.
Right, I hear you.
So you can begin to work your psychic muscles in a very good way. So if you don't have the Kim deck, you need to get it, because this is going to help you get in touch with that energy and you can have it clear. So you're not trying to get out of situations you've created. You can stop creating situations that you need to get out of.
Right.
Okay. So that's it. So when it comes to your abilities, and I want to say this. This has a lot to do with you have the energy of that template, what I call a builder. And this is your ability to build and create and to bring things to this manifestation. So you have a lot of earth energy. You understand? And earth energy is what we use to create things in this physical reality. So make sure that you're focusing your energy, your time, and on those things that you want to create here and not what you don't. Because even if it's a dream and all of these things, it's not happening without you putting the energy out there. And so right now you're in a good headspace. So you can see your way and you can listen to that voice within yourself, that higher self, or it can come through you in a dream so that you can see your way out. But too many times I've seen people when they have gotten to some of the lowest points in their life and they cannot hear that voice clearly. You understand?
Yes.
Then that's when it becomes very tricky. So stop creating situations and then thinking you can get your way out. Don't do it. Don't take a chance with it, because this is sort of what spirit is warning you for. Like, I'm giving you this dream and showing you what could happen if you keep doing this.
Right.
You understand? So stop doing
it. I'll be hard-headed. I'm hard-headed sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because the energy that also came up for you is that earth is changing. You understand? I just told you that your earth energy, which is about manifestation. Some changes are coming for you. They're coming. So make sure that you use wisdom and all of these things you've been doing, because you're going to get a chance to, like I told the other caller, write your story a completely different way. And up to you. You are not free-falling here. There's no puppet that's puppeteering all of these situations and you just happen to be there.
What?
That's not how it's working. So, you know, be the builder that you are. You have the abilities, you have everything that you need so that you can create and you can build. And this is something that most people struggle with, how to create things in this physical reality. You need to know that where you focus your energy, where thought goes, energy flows, and this is what gets manifested. And you will notice that your thoughts are getting manifested faster and faster and faster. They're coming true. So create and start to build those things that you want to have. A builder starts with a strong foundation. It doesn't start out with one with cracks and holes and broken down. That's not what a builder starts with.
Right.
So now it's time for you to begin to get to a solid foundation.
You said what? You said what now?
A solid foundation you need to get into. A solid foundation.
Solid.
So there you go. Good stuff. Write your dreams down. Keep working those things of your psychic muscles and listen to them before the situation comes up. Before it comes up, be proactive, not reactive. Proactive.
Proactive.
Yes. Stay on offense, as Brother Lau would say. Stay on offense.
Yeah.
Not defense. Stay on offense. Offense wins games. Defense does it. You don't get any points when you're on defense. You only win when you're on offense. Stay on offense.
Okay. Hey, Ms. Blue, I don't know. I ain't want to hold too much time. I don't know. But my original question was like my past life. Because I heard you talking about, you speaking earlier, you talking about past life. Because I just want, did you see anything? Like, did you, like, you pull anything from the chem deck or whatever?
Well, I don't actually pull from the chem deck for the past life.
Okay.
For past lives, even though it can be done that way to sort of kind of give you insight and guidance. And you know, I do those Akashic record readings.
All right.
In the past, but I will tell you this, it is very much connected with that building energy.
Okay.
And you do have an ancient template that actually is going to place you somewhere near. That's interesting. Somewhere near Aruba.
Aruba?
What would be considered Aruba today?
Okay.
And this is where you did some of those building works there. Actually, you did some carving into stone. Carving in stone. Real interesting. Some carving in stone. Aruba. That's where I see you at, there in Aruba, doing some carving in stone. And one thing you said to me, because things don't happen for no reason, but one thing you said, I have a hard head. You remember when you said that?
Yes.
And a lot of that energy has to do with you carving things into stone. I don't know if you've ever tried to carve some writing or carve something into stone. It's very hard.
I tried to carve something into the wall when I was a shorty, get a whooping. But like,
say that one more time, because that was important. You said what now?
I used to carve stuff in like indoors. Like when I was growing up, and my mama used to like whoop me, like the landlord gonna tie me. I used to like carve, like I don't know, I can't draw, like I could just be free, free drawing.
But here's something I want you to, because this is something very profound here, and I want you guys to see how this Akashic record thing works. Now, I just told you that you used to carve things into stone. Most of the time when we're babies and come back and we're children, we're going to be very close to what we've been doing. And a lot of times it comes out naturally. And you said that when you were little, you used to carve things into the walls and into the doors and make these signs. And I just told you that a lot of what you did was carving into stone. You see, study those things of Aruba, and I want you to look at some of those ancient carvings. That's going to help bring a lot of that energy back online. When it comes to what you were doing at that particular time, you were a carver, and you were carving things into stone, and you did that over and over and over again. I see you, that's what you spent relentless hours doing. So as a result, a lot of your energy here is very sporadic. And the last thing that you can do is sit down 5 minutes straight. That drives you insane. You're all over the place. You don't want to be still.
I can't be still.
Yeah, you can't be still because you've already done sort of that in another life. But one of the things that I want you to really begin to study is the energy of Tahuti, because he was a scribe. And one of the things that you also need is discipline. I want you to go back and listen to the show that the Bilal did about the 12 disciplines. You're going to find that very helpful for you. Because in this life, yes, you need to get a lot of that energy out because you were very disciplined and you did the same thing over and over and did not come back here to that. You have to definitely make sure that you get in something that is very, very creative. But I want you to go back and study those things of what would have been Aruba today. I know I just see the continent and I've been there, so what that looks like and feel like, but study the carvings coming out of that particular area. I think somebody in the chat room, you know, we got all the Sparty Pants genius in the remix. They know.
Yeah, I'm right here reading everything.
Okay, good. So I want you to study that particular area. A lot of times when I go into a person's records, they will have, after we finish our session, push thought, and they will start to have dreams about what has gone on. So I always tell you to increase your fluids, you know, because I've been in your records, and you want to increase your fluid intake. You want to make sure you write down your dreams. You want to make sure that you take note of these things that are going on, because you will have push thoughts later. A lot of times people find visions. When they're doing research, they say, Miss Blue, I figured out what my name was. I know where I lived. I knew I seen a picture online that I know this is the place that I was at. I want you to begin to start to look at those places where you were. You can also get you a wood burning kit. This is not exactly as carving into stone, but it's going to give you that sensation, that feeling. Because see, when you're chiseling something into stone, almost like the Rosetta Stone, that's going to be helpful. Find a picture of the Rosetta Stone. This has just come to me, so I'm going to give it to you. And I want you to begin to do meditation with it. Take it with you before you go to bed and really ask Tahuti, because he is the god that sits over the scribes, the keepers, the record keepers of the Akashic record burning, or Akashic records, to keep that knowledge that has been imprinted into all of us, and really ask him to guide you. I went on a journey with Tahuti for almost 45 days where he really took me deeper into the records than I had been at one particular time. So I know he is definitely a way in for you because he came up, and study that energy about those things of past.
Okay. I will. Actually, I'm looking them up right now.
Okay. Here you go, and make sure you come back and let us know how it's going. Peace and love to you.
All right. Peace. Thanks, Ms. Bella.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Wow, can you believe it? Soulful readings, you guys. We have about 4 minutes and 58 seconds to go. Are we going to be crazy enough to do an after hours at this hour? Are we really that crazy? And here comes the yes. I see so many of you guys still on the phone lines with your hand. Oh, gosh. So many. Oh, wow. Y'all are doing the most. For real. The most. I know y'all are insane. Yes, yo, Lisa, they gonna be asleep at work. Me too. Oh, y'all are doing the most. Anthony said he at work right now. Yo, Lisa's on her first day back from vacation. And now it's my fault. You couldn't get on the phone. I know the phone lines were filled before I got here. You know, some people, this is normal for you guys. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get going. It's so many of you on the phone lines. I have the energy for it. You guys have the energy for it. Keep going as long as we can, or at least a little longer here. Oh, my goodness. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what part of the world you're in, but I want to welcome you guys the second only soul readings right here with me, of course, Miss Blue. And this is the place where the past, the present, and the future all exist at the same time. And so we're bringing those things, soulful readings in the house. We've got Amsterdam in the house, parts of UK in the house. I know you guys are in the house. Japan is in the house. Let's see, Ireland is here. We got a lot of people in the house tonight. Boy, y'all are insane. Barbados, Jamaica. Wow. Too much Remix family doing the most. So passion, emotion, and spirit just really leaves you at a place of being soulful. Don't forget, download the PDF. It is the digital alchemy that I'm leaving you with here tonight for soulful readings. And this digital alchemy is going to be these steps. There's going to be some soulful steps to total transformation. And you can use this in any area of your life. Put it on your refrigerator, you know, carry it around with you, make a copy for the kids, keep it in the car, take it on the train, take it on the plane, you know, keep it with you, wear it around your neck. And, you know, hey, get you a panic pack and sleep with the panic pack, whatever you want to do it. Whatever you want to do. And if you guys will reach out to me and get a reading, you can do that. You always know how you can contact me. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And you can do that. And if you don't have your Gum deck, my goodness, where on the planet have you been? You definitely want to do that. Just go to msblueblast.com/cards, and there you go. The instructions, everything you need is right there. Kim Deck will get out there to you as soon as possible. And then also, I want to give a big shout-out to Sister Munya and Esther for holding it down for me as well. Esther's holding down Twitter over there. Yes, she is. The hashtag is Soulful Remix, # Soulful Remix, and you can do that. And hold up, Steve. I hold up, Steve has got to go. Well, hold up, Steve. Peace and love to you, Steve. Good to have you in the house. And the rest of the Remix family, hugs and kisses to you guys. Much love, warm spirit, as well as we get ready to, I don't know, what are we going to call it? The after hour? After hours? Like, how do you go after the after hour? It's almost like being warped back into the Akashic Records or back in time. I guess where we're going. Late night, there you go, Tony. Late night blue, there you go. Late night with Miss Blue, that's what it is. So I guess we're here, we're in the late night hours, we're deep in the melanin hours. And also, here's a big shout out I want to give to you guys, Brother Bobby Hammett. You know, a big part of my transformation, all of you transformations, reach out to him. He got some great new stuff coming up, and definitely, you want to reach out to Brother Bobby Hammett, and you can reach him by calling 678-358-1055. Always reach Brother Bobby Hammett. Reach out to him. Show him some love. Let him know you're there. Any subject you want to speak on, anything you want to hear, just call him. Say, Miss Blue, to call you and just tell you I want to speak on, and he got it. He has that magical mirror, that Heru mirror, which is off the chain. If you don't have it, you need to get it. You need to get up with that and get those DVDs and all of this, you know. He really sort of what we call the Nostradamus of our time. He is, the one. He is the one that really brought his consciousness to this level where our ancient ancestors first began. So send him his love with everyone doing their work out there. So I send my love to you guys. I send it to Brother Bobby Hennett, and I send it to you. 678-358-1055 is how you can reach Brother Bobby Hemmett. And you can call him. You can even call him right now. Whatever you want to call him, call him. All right, you guys, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Keep going. Yes. Yes, I'm going to keep rolling. So let's see. We're going to go to the next caller, and I think this is where we left off. Calling in from area code. Let's see. Area code 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Live in the remix.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings on the line.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Greetings on the line.
I basically want a reading for basically spirit. I'm kind of like I'm definitely doing my work, but I just had a baby, so I'm trying to balance the two, even though I know they're connected.
Yes. Well, congratulations to you on your beautiful, gorgeous little, it's a baby girl?
Yes.
Yeah, I see her. She's gorgeous. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I see her. Congratulations to you. And who's on the line, please?
Aset.
Is who?
Aset.
This is Aset?
Yes.
Oh, that was on the show before.
No, I never made it to the show.
You never made it to the show? I think it's Sister Aset that was really dealing with birthing. I think that was her name. Okay, all right. Okay, well, what a beautiful coincidence, Aset. And, you and little mama over there. So you want to know about your work, you said?
Yeah. Is there anything I could do to, balance, because, I haven't been able to meditate and do some of the other things that I used to do before she was here, My time is really dedicated to her, so
I'm
trying to figure out, because right now I'm going through a karmic cleansing, so I'm rebirthing.
Okay, all right, beautiful. Here's the thing I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me how old you are and where are you located?
I'm 24 and I'm located in New Jersey.
Yes, 24 and in New Jersey. Okay, beautiful.
I'm sorry, I'm 25. I turned 25 July 3rd. That's why.
Okay. It's okay. That's all right. I don't know how old I am either. So it doesn't matter. It is okay. They are out of control. You're not in the chat room, are you?
No. I want to get in so bad, but, I just can't get there either.
Okay. Don't worry about it. It's probably not a good place for you to be right now. It's not a good place for you to be right now. All right. It's not a good place. Hold on. Okay, let me stay focused. Okay. So here we go. Let's talk about what you do, and let's talk about how you can find sort of that place where you need to be, and find some peace in it. and, you know, just find your harmony, that peace and harmony in that particular space. Now, when you say about your work, because I get the sense you're talking about your spiritual work, also work.
Of course. Most importantly, my spiritual work. And
right. Because you're not working now, are you?
No, it's been rough.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure Miss Blue is kind of on the right track, because I don't see that you're working right. But have no fear with that. I want you to think about where you are at this particular time. I want you to think about where you are and how you can begin to bring in this balance. Two things, and most people would say that, hold on, somebody's quoting somebody that I've seen inside the X-Men. Yeah, Professor X from the X-Men. Yes, he did say that, and I love that quote, by the way. But anyway, I'm sorry, let me get sidetracked by the chat. But here's one of the things that I want you to know, is that your daughter, your baby, has brought balance to you. You got to see that. She's brought balance to you. How could she not? She brought balance to you. So you're not out of balance. You're not. You need to give yourself permission to be a mother. Give yourself permission to be a mother. This is some of the most secret times, not just for the baby, but for you. Now your body just beginning to bring itself into a new rebirthing process. Here's one of the things that happens with a woman's body after you give birth. You give birth to the baby, and then your body begins to give birth again. So you just gave birth, but in fact, you're going through a birthing period yourself. Mm-hmm. Where the balance comes in is through your daughter. Because she's already been born. So now she's here. She has her spirit, she has her ka, and she has her ba together. They're here with you. And so now your body is going through a period of rebirth. And you have to allow yourself to be that way. You have to allow yourself to be a mother. You have to allow yourself to go through a rebirth. You know, one of the things that's interesting, if, you know, and I find this, especially with us sisters, and I want guys to think about this. So many times, women, if we have surgery, which I don't recommend it, by the way, so I'm not an advocate of this, women, we have surgery to remove our uterus or our wound. We give ourselves time to heal. But if we have birth, we don't give ourselves time to heal. We feel that we should be doing exactly what we used to do. You just gave birth. So now it's time for you to know that you have made yourself even better than you were. So this is the time for you to begin to follow sort of the lead of what you gave birth to, which is your daughter. So when she sleeps, that's when you sleep. When she wakes up, that's when you wake up. Because in a sense, she's older than you right now. Does that make sense? Because you're going through the birth period now. Now that you've given birth to her, it's almost twins. You know how people say, well, which one was born first? Well, she came out first. And so now you're giving birth. When she sleep, you sleep. When she wake up, you wake up. your work as far as meditating and being able to do that, you have done something so much more profound, enlightening, spiritually changing than meditating. In fact, it is the meditation that has begun to get you to this process.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I kind of feel like, you know, am I doing right, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
I was meditating hard, you know, from like...
Mm-hmm.
From, like
oh, yeah. That's what the work is for. So you're not missing anything. And as spiritual people, as conscious people, you're always meditating. You're meditating when you're not even thinking about it. There was a brother, and you guys may have heard me talk about him, the Wellbone, who made his transition and just our very divine and spiritual connection. And one of the things he told me when we were building together, he said, you know, you can actually be meditating when you're wide awake. Meditating when you're doing dishes. You're meditating when you're combing your hair. You're meditating when you're giving yourself a bath. You're meditating when you're nursing your baby, feeding your baby. You're meditating. So you are still meditating. So don't feel that you're doing your spiritual work. Don't ever feel that. It is reason you did the work. It is not just a practice to do. It is, in fact, the work helps you to do the work that you came here to do. So you're always doing it. But allow yourself now. A part of what Spirit is saying for you now is two things you need. One, you need support.
Mm-hmm.
You need support. Just flat out. So this is going to be with you connecting with others, other family members, other friends. This whole thing about, I don't even want to say the word, but I'll say it. Her daddy, let that go.
What you mean?
Let that go. If there's any karmic feelings you have, let that go.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you see for us? For me and her father, because we going, you know, it's like, it's rough between us, you know.
Like, yeah. So let me ask you a question. Why say what that mean? You knew what I meant. They done try to front on me. What you mean, Miss Blue? Oh, you know what I mean. So know that a big part of it, too, I'm going to say, you know, we could sit here all day and say, who did what? Who was wrong? Who was right?
Right, and I'm not going that route. I'm trying to with you know, what the future holds.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Know that a lot of this is because you are changing, so you see things completely different. You see what I mean? You see things completely different, and there's nothing wrong with that. Allow yourself to go through the process. Allow yourself to go through that. You know, I see you being on the sacred mountain.
Well, you know, that's the ultimate goal. Nothing else,
yes.
Really. I mean,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course, I want the material things, and it's hard for me right now, but ultimately, I want me and, of course, my daughter to, you know, be where we need to be in the coming times.
Right. Know that you need support right now. And that's my main concern for you, is to get support. But don't let these distractions, these external things, distract you from the greatest miracle that you will ever see manifested into this reality, is to give birth to your daughter. Don't let anything distract you from that. Nothing.
Right.
You know, don't let anything, because it will be a lot of distractions that come your way. But don't let them distract you from that, because she chose you. You understand?
Right,
she,
I know.
She
and
chose
I'm trying to
you.
Figure out why. I mean, not say that I'm not a good person, but, you know, I just want to know the main reason, you know, why.
Mm-hmm.
A few of the main reasons.
Mm-hmm. She chose you as her mother, and she chose her father. She chose that
right.
For her
right.
Ron. more than figuring out why she chose you, you need to be the very best that you can be of you.
And the thing is, I think I'm struggling. I think I've come to terms with the fact that, you know, her father isn't around. And I always view my family as being a unit, a whole unit. That's why I waited so long to have children,
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to experience the full family effect, you know. And I'm kind of saddened that we're not together, but I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I feel like that's kind of like, I'm allowing that to hold me back from being the best mother that I can be.
That's right.
And financially.
Yeah.
But I care about her. I love her dearly, you know.
Hmm. Well, financially, you're going to be just fine.
Right.
When you can start to focus on you and focus on her, you're going to be fine. Don't let distractions keep you from being a mother. You understand? Don't let distractions keep you from that. You know? And, you know, that vision that you have of having a complete family, you can still have that. You know, that is still there for you. It's still there for you. It's still there for you. So, a lot of great things. Really call on your support system. Don't spend all these hours. Don't spend all these hours sitting with your legs crossed talking about because the shouldas and the was. Don't do it.
Right. And I don't plan on it. I mean, you know. It's just been kind of a season of stagnation for me for the past, basically for my whole pregnancy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning trimester, you know, I put things in motion. And then, you know, like I'm really just transforming. So I'm just trying to see like where I'm at in that transformation and if I just, you know, needed anything
yes.
to just to come through.
Mm-hmm.
To be different or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Did you get a chance to get a copy of the Digital Alchemy I have? It's going to do you well. The Digital Alchemy.
I woke up 5 seconds before you said 908, so.
Well,
that's
you know.
How I was all bewildered. So I don't know. What I fell asleep, you know, because, you know, I'm tired. But
Yes, and it's okay. And thank you for your honesty. Thank you so much for your honesty. But I want you to go back, and I want you to, when you get a chance, to download the show. And I made a PDF file and for soulful readings for this show. This is the second one I've ever done. And these are soulful steps to total transformation. And you can take them. You can put them up in your bedroom. You can put them up on your bathroom mirror. You can carry it around with you and keep it as a reminder. It's going to help you to transform yourself out of any situation that you're in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And Miss Blue, well, I'm sorry, one more question, but because I've been calling trying to get to, and I'm so happy that I got through. But, you know, I have, like, you know, my office up and everything, but I need a place for, I'm ready to move, you know, and I need a place, you know, to where, you know, I have privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody in my house is not, I'm basically teaching, you know, trying to teach them anyway, but at the same time, I'm learning too. But I just want to know, like, are we going to move soon? Am I going to have my own space, like, and how soon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, you are going to move, but it's not going to be soon. It's a couple of more things that do need to get into place. And here's a lot of what you're doing at this particular time. Even though it appears that you are helping them, what you're really doing is practicing for what you're going to be doing, which has a lot to do with teaching.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to be teaching your family. These are really going to be more of young people. And so I see you, when you do get back into the workforce, you're going to be doing some work with young people. And that's going to be a big part of where your passion is to help inspire them and really just get them in the creative process of what we call learning and helping. That's going to be a big role that you play. But I do see you moving. I'm honestly going to say, let's look almost about 4 to 5 months down the road. road. I see you moving. And actually, I'm going to tell you the place that I see, and tell me if you know where this place is. It is. It looks like a newer building, a newer. It's not. It looked like a newer. It's like apartments, but I see that they have steps on the outside, and there's a park across the street from it. And it looks like a store or something on the corner. Lots of, it almost looks displaced. It's close to where you live. Do you know any place that kind of feels like that?
So I'm going to say up north. A newer apartment building.
It looks like it's not your traditional apartment where you see the bricks and things. It's more like community setting, and there's a park across the street from the apartment place. And then around the corner, there is like some stores. You see these stores. It's like these little cafes, little restaurants, little stores. You see stores, and I even see outdoor where people are sitting outside in front of some of these restaurants and eating and doing things. I know where that could be, but that's where I kind of see. So it'd be curious. Let me know if you know a place like that or come across a place like that or eventually end up moving there. But I see you moving there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So not down south or anything.
I want to say it's not too far from you, but, you know me, I don't really care about being wrong about that. But it's definitely somewhere you visited before. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about probably moving somewhere towards North Carolina and Atlanta?
Definitely North Carolina.
Okay. That was my first choice, North Carolina. I see North Carolina near Greensboro.
I'm not sure. It's just, like by Salem, I believe.
That's good in that area. That would explain. It would be very, very, very interesting to see. Very interesting to see what that manifests, okay? I would love to see how it manifests. Yeah, North Carolina came up first and then Atlanta. I see that you kind of toyed with that too.
Yeah, that was last year. I toyed with
All right. Well, thank you for that confirmation. Like, wait a minute. You know, I see North Carolina and Atlanta. Those are the two places I see. Well, you know, definitely take note of that. But I see where this place is. It's like apartment complex, whatever. But the steps are on the outside. Like you can walk up, and there's balconies there. It's a park, a huge park across the street from it, and then just this location there. So it'd be curious, you know, think about 4 to 5 months. I see that you want to move down there, but you don't really have strong connections in that area, do you?
No, I would really be moving with my mom, or my mom would be helping me, and my stepfather, so.
Yeah, I think that would be definitely a good move for you, a good move for you to kind of get on your feet and really do some things. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a good move for you.
Like the apartment building would be a good move?
That's where I kind of see you settling yourself in at one of those places. I think that would be a good move for you. I really do. I feel good about that, wherever this place is. But you'll see it first. It's not going to be... I just get the sense you've been there already, and I don't see it very far from you. But that means all or nothing. So I'm curious, but I see you doing some teaching, and definitely for young people and children is the first thing. When it comes to just this whole situation about the relationship, a new story. You know, let that go. Don't let that rob you of some of the most amazing moments of your life. These are critical. You understand? These are critical. And so you want to begin to just share this loving energy, because anything you feel, your baby is feeling it too. Anything that you think, she's thinking it too. All of this energy is going into her. And, you know, we have our divine blueprints that we all come from, and we all have our human blueprints. And as you know, most of us are working through this human shit so that we can step to what we know is truly divine for us. So, you know, the less junk that we put in, the less junk we got to take out. Yeah, so beautiful. All right, well, peace and love to you.
Thank you, Miss
Blue. You're welcome, and make sure you email me and let me know how it goes, too.
I love you.
I love you, too. And kiss the little baby for me, please. Kiss the baby. Yeah, kiss the baby. Send me a picture. Email me. I want to see the baby. She's beautiful. I see her now.
Okay.
Beautiful brown baby. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and love to you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Have a good night.
You too. All right. Peace. Beautiful baby. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling from area code 32. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. You know, all those things we like to hear on Soulful Reads. 832. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Next caller calling from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Okay.
773.
Hello.
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 Greetings.
I made it. Yay. Hey, Miss Blue.
Who's on the line?
Oh, this is Allegra in Chicago.
Okay. Greetings to you, Allegra.
Hey.
I'm from the chicken in the car and the car won't go, Chicago.
Right. Good old Chicago.
Mm-mm. You know, when I was a little kid, that's how I learned how to spell Chicago. You get it? Chicken.
Yes, I do.
In the car. In the car won't go.
Ooh, yes.
That's how you spell Chicago.
Silly. Oh, shoot.
Okay, let me stop, silly. Okay, so what's good for you?
Let's see. I want to ask about... I guess, like, relationships, I tend to have the same type of relationships with men, and I just can't seem to get out of that cycle. So that's what I wanted to ask about, if you get any, mm-hmm. you know, vibe or mm-hmm. energy or something, you know, that pertains to that.
Okay. Well, definitely take a look at that. Two things I need you to do. One,
mm-hmm.
we know you're calling from Chicago. The other thing I want you to tell me is say your name again and how old are you?
Okay, my name is Allegra and I'm 37. Ooh.
37.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, Allegra. And you said you joined the club, Allegra. You said you
right.
That seems to be the theme for tonight. Did you say you were 37?
Yes, yeah, 37.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about this relationship and see why things are going the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's really going on. Bloom, bloom,
yeah.
Bloom, 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 bloom. Two things. All right, Allegra. Two things going on. The first thing is I want you to think back to when you were 16 years old. You remember what happened when you were 16?
Yeah, I think 16, maybe 16, 17, something like that.
Mhm. When it came to relationships and your idea of being in love, what that felt like for you?
I think that was around the time when I met my daughter's father.
Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was around 16.
Mhm.
Yeah. Cuz she's 18 now. Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. And this is when her call dropped. Oh, no, you guys get to hear the goodies on Allegra. Oh, no, her call dropped. Yeah, let her email me. We'll go on to another caller. Her call dropped. She was over there moving around. But I want you, if you're listening to this and you can go back down to the download, is I want you to think back to that relationship when you were 16 years old, because this is sort of where that print started about what relationships meant to you, how they were going to impact you, and sort of what your idea of love is. And there was absolutely nothing wrong with that template. It's just that now you're 37, but you're still 16. And so we got to kind of do what I like to say in the reading slot. You got to upgrade. You got to upgrade. You're a completely different person now, but you're still working off of some of those same things of when you were 16. And yes, some of them worked for you, but a whole lot did not. So that's where I want you to begin to look. Start to have those positive expectations when it comes to you in the relationship, and not sort of have the preconceived notion about what the person must do, what they must say, and how they must act in order for you to connect with them. You sort of come with that innocence and really begin to trust yourself. You can email me for the rest, and we'll do that. So we'll go to the next caller because her call dropped. Calling in, it looks like, from area 470. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 470. Okay, 470, not saying a word. We'll go to the next person. Calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, wow. This is Lori, and I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay, greetings to you, Lori, from West Palm Beach, Florida. How old are you, Lori?
I'm 34.
You're 34 years old. This is interesting, you know, because a lot of people who are listening on the phone lines, we have hundreds on the phone line, and, you know, we had a couple of hundred in the chat room, but the last caller was 37. It was 37 people still in the chat room, and now you're 34, and it was 34 people in the chat room. It's like the chat room is in sync with my energy and is doing readings here. Ta-da! Signs and symbols. They're everywhere, you guys.
Oh, I just noticed that myself. Wow. Okay.
Mhm. All right. Cool. Beautiful. What's your question?
For a couple years now, I've really just started noticing like triple digits, double digits, 10, 12, 12, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3. And nobody has really been able to tell me what to mean. And I always just been curious about it, if it has anything, if there's any kind of spiritual significance, or if something is trying to tell me something, or if I'm getting messages that I can't decipher. So,
what are the triple digits that you're seeing?
Like I see 222 a lot. I see 333, 555, 8. There's not any one particular. I used to see 222, and now I see a bunch of. I just see them a lot.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you're a pretty intelligent sister. You said nobody has been able to tell you what that means. What do you think it means?
Well, it's happening so often that I'm finding that it's not, it doesn't seem that it's coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so it happens, you know, if I go to a restaurant, my total will end up being 222. Or I just happen to wake up in the middle of the night and the time is 11:11 or something like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to tell me, though, what you think it means, not what you don't think it means. What do you think it means? Because you said nobody have been able to tell you what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
I think I'm getting messages from maybe the spirit realm that, you know, or maybe people in my family that have passed on that are trying to have, you know, have me pay attention to certain things and I'm missing the messages somehow or...
Mm-hmm. So if you think you're getting messages, what do you think these messages are? To tell you what do you think these messages could possibly be?
Oh, that's what I'm having trouble figuring out. Whenever I see the numbers, I generally will say, okay, I see what you're trying to tell, but can you, you know, be more specific because I'm not understanding what this message is. So they're not, I don't know if they're for the work I'm supposed to be doing. I'm a writer. And so I feel like that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So when I think whenever I focus on that is when I get the messages the most. When I focus on writing or and doing that as a profession is when I see the numbers the most.
Mm-hmm. So if you focus on writing, when you get the message, that's when you get the message the most. When you're writing, are you saying you get the message, like you're able to decipher the message, or you get to see more numbers?
When I think about writing as a profession, I typically see, and like I said, it's not any particular three-digit number, but I will see a three-digit number when I think about writing or visualize myself, how I see myself in my, you know, in my life as a writer.
Mm-hmm. Then you'll start writing three-digit numbers.
Right.
Okay. And so what have you done as a result of that?
I finished one book already, and I'm working on several different projects now. But I feel like I keep getting into, instead of making writing my career, I feel like I'm afraid to really do writing or be a writer. I keep finding myself getting a job because I'm not working right now. So I keep finding myself, well, I don't have time to focus on writing because that's something that I like to do. So I feel like I look at it as more of a hobby and not really a profession. And so I really don't even think about how to make writing my profession.
And you know, I want to say this to you. I want to thank you so much because this is where Miss Blue wanted to bring you. So we can talk about what the real question is. Because it's not about these numbers. You do know that, right?
Okay, yes.
Well, when you say okay, that doesn't – tell me what that means. What does it mean when you say okay?
That I'm really more concerned with my – my life choices as far as what I want to do with my life and being a writer.
Right. It's not really about the numbers. I mean, you don't need me to tell you to go study numerology. See, and I want to tell you this so you can really see this because you're going to get a lot of gems out of this here and anybody else that's listening to this. Because what you said is you said I've talked to many people, you understand, and nobody has been able to tell me what this means. So if you've talked to many people, nobody has been able to tell you this, that tells me, and this ain't using no psychic, no, I don't have to read this, this is just everyday knowledge, you're not going to listen to what I got to say either until we can get to the heart of the matter of what's really going on. Her call dropped. I don't know what's going on with this freaky call thing. Don't know what's going on, Blog Talk. I don't know if her call dropped or she dropped. But anyway, did it cut everybody off? Am I gone too? Am I still here? Are we still here? I think we are alive. Okay, so anyway, let me tell her because this is kind of profound. And hopefully she's in the chat room and she can hear this. So really the concern here, because when it comes to numbers, we know that numbers have different frequencies, and you can pick up any numerology book, and it's going to tell you there's a lot of angelic frequency, a lot of God, goddess energy that connects with angels. We know ourselves. We can look at a system that really has a lot to do with the numbers, so we can figure out what numbers mean. At the end of the day, here's something I want you to know. The mathematics, when we start talking about numbers, they all, every single number combination, when added together, will always equal a digit number between 1 and 9. So that's really all you're dealing with. You're looking at different angles of light, period. It always comes back to the mathematical truth. You see, so the real issue is not so much about the number. Really, what you're trying to find out is how you can begin to tap into this energy so that you can support yourself as a writer. So I agree with you. When you use the numbers, Spirit is telling you to do something other than recognize the numbers. It's really an opportunity for you to affirm those things that are positive, that are going on in your life. This is the time that you can begin to pull in thoughts so that you can get enlightenment for those areas and those things that you want to get enlightened by in your life. So if you see the number 333, for instance, then you can really get yourself into a place of meditation. Just allow the universe, the divine, the spirit to really just sort of kind of channel that energy to you about what your next step needs to be so that you can move closer in that direction of your writing so it can support you. The thing that I'll leave you there with is to stop locking yourself out. If you say that you've talked to a lot of people and nobody has been able to give you this answer, then clearly you have to give the answer to yourself. So even me here saying this to you is not going to change what you think. You're going to think nobody's able to tell you this. This is really for you to figure out not what the numbers mean, but really what it is you want to do in your heart and your passion, and how you can begin to take that so that you sustain yourself. And that's about understanding yourself on a much, much deeper level. So peace and love to you, because I don't even know if we're still being heard, if we're streaming, if you guys can hear me. Soulful. Soulful, you guys, soulful readings here, the second ever show. So I'm so glad to have had this time with you guys. It, clearly insane that we, oh, you guys can hear me. You know, you guys can hear me. So know that we can begin to study this. And yes, the ancestors always send messages. Yes, the spirit always sends messages. But remember, we are the ancestors. And so clearly, the spirit just doesn't want you to recognize these numbers. It is for you to do that. And remember, if you go around studying numbers, then you go from kind of being a scientist to being a numerologist, which is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But we can become fixated on things a little too much sometimes, and it can become a distraction. You know how they say, a little too much of anything ain't good for you. So you want to get yourself so wrapped up in numbers that, like we've been saying all night, you can't see the forest for the trees, you know? You don't want to get too wrapped up in that, you know. Allow yourself the freedom and really focus on what is in your heart, how you can begin to take this thing that you know is a part of your passion, that you know is a part of who you are, and really be able to sustain yourself, not struggle with what you say you came here to do. You can't say that this is your life's work, and yet it's bringing you misery. Can't say that. They don't go together. So find that place of balance. Find that truth in what it is you're supposed to be doing. Find the love in it. Find the passion in it. And it will give you what you need to keep sustaining, even if you have to work a job, until you can begin to merge yourself into where you want to be. Yeah. So beautiful, yeah. Let's go to the next caller. Yes, eating in the bed is a bad thing. That's not a good thing. So we're just going to pick a caller because I don't know how many more minutes we got left. 216, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 216. Okay, 216 is not there. It's a lot of 216, so I'm really not sure which 216 it is. So we're going to keep going down, and now let's go to a number we haven't gone to. I see somebody. He is NEJBRESS. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. I sure can. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, my name's Nehemiah. Calling from the UK.
Calling from the UK.
It's very early, yeah.
Yes, it's early here. What are we saying? Yeah. Okay, so tell me your name again. Sorry.
It's Nehemiah.
Nehemiah. Like, yeah. Nehemiah was a young one. Okay, Nehemiah. And how old are you, Nehemiah?
I'm 29.
29. I love the accent that comes out of the UK. I really do love that. I love that. All right, Nehemiah, 29. All right, Nehemiah, what's good for you? What's soulful for you?
At the moment, I've been working a job for a couple of years now, and I know it's not my path. It's not what I really want to do. And I'm just kind of thinking, how do I start moving myself onto my goals and achieving my goals, what I really want to achieve? Because I feel a bit stuck in the moment in my job and around the people I'm around and stuff, and I feel like I'm not doing what I should be doing, and I don't know how to move to the next step. That's how I feel at the moment.
Okay, all right. Nehemiah, don't you just love his ooh, the sisters are in the chat room shaking like you Mufasa. They are crazy. Yes, amazing voice. Amazing. I love it. And the brothers are hating as usual. The brothers are hating as usual. Okay, let's keep going because we may not have a lot of time. Nehemiah, two things I see here. You want to be a spiritual teacher?
Do I want to be? Through my artwork, yeah, maybe, but it's not something I thought about, but it's like a lot of my artwork has got spiritual teachings in it, so.
I see that. Do you do abstract art? Because I see some abstract things.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, ooh, okay, abstract things. Did you tell me how old you were? Did you use 29?
Yeah, 29, yeah.
29. Back off, ladies. No cougars. Back off. Okay, I had to say it, sorry. All right. Okay, yes, because I see you and I see all of these symbols around you and I see you sort of teaching this, you know, to people and really giving classes, seminars, and workshops around. So interesting. About art and just how to tap into that creative energy. And your art has a story that goes with you write stories?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh, I'm seeing you real clear. Let's see what else I can see over there, Nehemiah. Coming in real clear. Okay, Nehemiah. So you're doing art. This is one of the things I see you doing. I see you keep coming to see you in this role of like a teacher. And where you're showing your artwork, which is very abstract, and really telling the stories that go along with the artwork. In fact, you have your artwork in the gallery?
Not at the moment, no.
Apply or try to see about getting it in a gallery?
No, I recently applied to university to an illustration course, but for some reason I didn't get in, so I've kind of been thinking, is it the right path for me, or should I give up?
No. Don't me worry about that. No, no, no. I see this clear. You need to contact some local art galleries, and your work is going to be there.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, find these spots where they have, and I know they're everywhere in Europe, but find these spots or there is an art gallery, and have some of your work put up. That's
right,
where
right.
one of your biggest, this is where you're going to get, this is where you're going to get in first. This is going to be one of those places you get in first.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
this is
yeah,
those
yeah.
places where you're actually going to be able to get in. You're going to be able to get in, and you'll be able to, it is through there that you're going to start doing sort of these, it looks like seminars. May not be, it may people be viewing your artwork or really seeing your artwork there. But I see your writing playing a very important role with this. So it kind of gives me that feel like a seminar feel.
Yeah.
Where you're explaining this and you have your artwork. Now, here's the thing. Your throat chakra, I feel like it's closing up. Even though you have amazing vibration, your energy, your voice coming through, but it's still closing because you feel like you're in the position where you cannot speak your truth. Oh, so not true, Nehemiah. This job that you have right here, and I know a big part of you hate it,
yeah.
and you don't like it, but you're going to meet a lot of connections through here. They're going to end up being your biggest supporters. And so you want to make sure that this is a good transition for you. You're going to know exactly when it's time to make that full circle transition. This is not the time to do it. It's going to come within the course of the next 6 to 8 months. You're going to get some opportunities to do that, but not right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Did that help?
Yeah,
Did
definitely. That... Yeah, definitely helped. Can you pull a card for me from the Chem deck?
I sure can. Nehemiah wants a card from the Chem deck. Oh, gosh, you got to love it. Okay, what we pull in a card for, Nehemiah? We just scoped you some direction here, some more direction.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, what were you going to say, Nehemiah?
I was thinking about my love life.
Ooh, Nehemiah said love life, ladies. Back off. Let's pull a card for Nehemiah. And let's hope Zulu Union Gone Wild don't come up. All right, here we go. Love life, Nehemiah. Let me tell you what came up. Tree of Life.
Okay.
You don't have nobody expecting no babies on the way, do you?
No, not at the moment.
You sure, Nehemiah?
I'm sure.
Okay, I'm teasing. But no, this really has a lot to do with growth. And yeah, that is a part of growth. It is your tree of life. And it's also about your inner journey. And it's about learning. And so, Nehemiah.
Yeah?
Why do I get the feeling, Nehemiah, you're in a relationship, but you're not?
I am, yeah.
What's that about?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean, are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I am. I am at the moment. Yeah.
Is it just one relationship?
It's just one.
Did you just recently get into this from another relationship?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Maybe about 8 or 9 months ago?
I started about 2 months ago. Yeah.
Okay. Nehemiah. Okay, Nehemiah. Here's what I want you to do. It's good to be friends and to keep that, to keep that respect and that love and that connection. But make sure you're very clear about where you're focusing your energy.
Right. And what do you mean? In what way?
Focusing your energy like it's really going to your current relationship if that's where you want it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. Not sort of give empty promises.
Okay.
You know what that means, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because your ex she's still kind of feeling Nehemiah.
Okay, but the ex is gone, that's over, do you know what I mean? I'm ready to move on, and yeah, I still get like moments where I'm kind of going through the motions that I was going through in my previous relationship, and I don't want to bring it to this relationship. So, yeah.
So, you know, just make sure that you put in your fertilizer where you want to fertilize your tree. You know, trees fertilizer. Just make sure that you get what I mean. Just make sure that your energy is there and, you know, focus it there. It doesn't mean you have to cut off a limb because you don't have to do that.
Okay.
But just making sure that you're there. Know that there's still some energy, though, from the past relationship, and rightfully so on some levels. Just make sure that you stay clear.
Yeah. I
mean, make sure you stay clear about where you are. And just be very honest with yourself about it. That's going to help you tremendously. Don't deny what is so for you. You know, just, you know, I'm not saying go scream it to the world. I'm staying within yourself, you know.
Yeah. I got to say, this is the second time you pulled the Tree of Life for me. I called a few months back now, and you pulled the Tree of Life. Right there,
And you know what that means, right? That means you're still in that cycle. This is still impacting you. It may be in a different way, but it's still impacting you. So family is very important to you. Those roots are very important to you. And that inward journey, and know that you're in a cycle of learning, which is one of the most amazing cycles to be in.
Okay.
So I definitely see you doing big things with your artwork. And, you know, those people on your job that sometimes you want to roll your eyes at, they're going to be your biggest supporters.
Okay.
All right. So make sure you come back and let us know how that goes. Peace and love to you.
Thank
Peace.
You. Love
You're
you.
One. Love you, too. Beautiful. Y'all better leave Jeremiah alone. Nehemiah. Not Jeremiah. Y'all better leave Nehemiah alone. Nehemiah already has a lady. Ladies. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like Abdullah. Let's see. Greetings. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Let's see if you hear me. Hold on a second. Let's see. Wait.
Nay. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Greetings.
Is this me?
This is me.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I'm... Okay, this is Esperanza from Amsterdam.
This is Esperanza. You know what?
Hello? Oh, my God. I can't believe I made it.
You're almost calling from Amsterdam, and I think we have a couple of minutes, so make it really, really fast.
Okay.
Much love you coming from Amsterdam. Yes.
Yes. All right, I'll be really fast. I've just been, for the past few years, actually, in my life, I've been feeling really blocked. I'm an artist. I'm a singer. And for some reason, I can't seem to just do what I'm supposed to be doing with my music. I feel like sometimes there's, like, real passion when I'm on stage and singing, but mostly I feel like I'm acting something.